Hey, you, wake up. It's Saturday morning, and it's time to jump on that to-do list. But that home improvement project doesn't have to be a chore. Before you jump in, tune in here to About Your House to listen and learn from the most experienced and reputable contractors and service providers in the industry. On today's show, we have John Brioso and Warren Wang of AC Construction Depot and Matthew Query of Freedom Home Services. About Your House is brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Also brought to you in part by AC Construction Depot, located on 311 South Polk Street in Pineville. Seeing is believing. Get there and check them out. They'll take care of you. Brought to you in part by PutToolsInSchools.org, changing kids' lives one tool at a time. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us as we spread a little love. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
And welcome to another Saturday About Your House. Got a full house today. Great show, a lot of information, so hang around. We got stuff to talk about, as we do every Saturday morning right here on About Your House, and I'm running behind this morning, so forgive me. What's new, right? All right, let's open. First hour of the show, we're going to bring into focus a new store in town. Well, not in town, really. It's in Pineville. Of course, that's like Charlotte, too. You know, it's just down the street and around the corner. Now, Pineville's just another part of the big city we all fight in traffic every day for. And it's exploding, if you haven't noticed. Absolutely out of control. Y'all pardon me, my headphones ain't working right. There again, what's new? Welcome to Beasley Media. That's the way it goes. Anyway, AC Construction Depot. I also have Matthew and Thomas from Freedom Home Services Home Inspection. We're going to talk to them heavy duty in the second, third hour. First hour, we're going to kind of bring them into the fold with, you know, Charlotte's exploding. I mean, it literally is exploding. I've lived here my whole life, 72 years now, and I've been in the construction industry 54 of those 72. Maybe it's 55 now. I don't know. Let me do the math. Nah, we'll leave the math alone a little bit. But anyway, it's been a long time. And Charlotte literally has exploded. And, you know, and most people don't know, we didn't even have a Home Depot in Charlotte, North Carolina until 1991. A lot of people don't realize that. The first Home Depot to come to town was in August of 91. I was in the store. Where do you think that store first originated? Any?
I'm going to say Wendover.
Huh?
I'm going to say Wendover.
Nope. Pineville. The Pineville store was the first store, Home Depot, to come into Charlotte, August of 91. I was in the store that day, and I was elated. My things change. The box store competition opened in that year, and then Home Depot started coming to town, and Lowe's started building stores right beside them, or vice versa. And that was the competitive way of doing business in Charlotte. It seemed to be. Am I right on that, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, really, all of, yeah.
Really across the street.
I've got John Brioso here, store manager of AC Construction. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for coming in this morning and discussing your store. And Freedom Home Services is also a general contractor.
Yes.
Now, what, Matthew Query? Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you.
Get up to the microphone there, boy. Yes, What's wrong with you? You're on radio here.
I'm so shy.
You're so shy. You ain't a contractor if you're shy.
No, sir.
Don't tell me you're shy. Contractors are not shy. If they are, they're unsuccessful.
In the wrong trade?
Yeah, exactly. The most important part of construction is what? What do you think it is?
Customer service.
It's called communication.
Yeah.
And that is it. It's communication. If we don't communicate well, our jobs become more difficult. Yeah. And that goes across the board for everything. Okay. But back to the topic of the exploding construction arena. And I'm about to shake this cough. It's almost gone. Well, just bear with me. I'm going to try to refrain. But at any rate, Thomas, come in here. Because y'all are strangers, and you don't have to put the headphones on if you don't want to. Anything on the headsets coming in, that's what you hear on radio, but you're hearing what's on radio because you're hearing us.
Right, I'm here.
We're all together. But, Thomas, where are you from, by the way?
Gosh. I would say Tennessee, South Carolina, and currently live in Concord.
Okay, cool. Matthew, where are you from?
Originally from Indiana, born and raised, and been down here in Rock Hill since 2006.
All right, now let's turn to John Briosa.
I've been here for the past, 12, 15 years here in the Carolinas. Before that, good old Miami, Florida. Before that, when I was young, New York City. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, you're
everybody
a New
else, a little bit of everywhere.
Right. So I'm the only homie in town. Now, except Rishton. Rishton's another homegrown guy.
I did marry a homie.
There you did? There you married one?
I did.
Oh, good choice.
I did.
Legal.
Yes, yeah.
Good choice. There you
married
go.
Married into the family.
There you go. That's awesome. All right, AC Construction Depot. When did you open the store?
I would say officially we've been about March.
March. So you came to town in March. Warren's sitting over here. Warren's not going to be on air today. He's the owner. But he brought his store managers here, and they confer about every day, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Every day. So they're a pretty tight group down there.
Yes, sir.
Well, I went into AC Construction Depot because, somebody said, Ray, you need to go down there and check out the store. And I went down there to check out the store, as I recommend you two guys doing, and giving us your feedback. Because sometimes you go in them big box stores, they don't have what you want. Am I right or wrong on that, guys?
100%.
Inventory is in the suck category.
Can't find anybody to talk to.
What's that?
Can't find anybody to talk to.
And when you do, they can't talk. Or don't know, right? I'm sorry to be so blunt and everything, but one of those stores you look at them, they used to be on the end cap. Well, I think they moved them. Where'd they move them to? Well, I'm not sure. Uh-huh. Or you ask them a question, they look at you like a deer in the headlights. There's that look I've become very used to and known to hate through the years, that look, you know, of pure stupid, where they just don't know. Am I right?
I'm sorry.
I'm not meaning to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, but...
That, I don't have feelings.
You know.
Straight to the point.
I mean, you know, it's just... Okay. Well, one advantage to AC Construction Depot is what they do have, they got it.
Yes, correct.
Inventories are good. Now, I hope you can keep them that way, Warren. I mean, as an owner, you know, that's what we're talking about, keeping inventory. True story. Got to reflect. I was in remodeling for 40 years. And when the big box stores started competing, you know, you do a punch list at the end of the job, right? You got to go to the store, get all the little bitty things to finish the punch list, right? I mean, that's SOP, standard operational procedure, at the end of a job. Mm-hmm. Well, you go in a big box store, you would think, since you ran out of all the hardware companies out of business, you know, that you'd have what we want. I walked in one of those stores one day, and I always was the punch list getter guy because I knew everything we needed. So I'd go do the shopping and bring it back to my lead men and give it to them. I went in the store one day and went in the plumbing section. They didn't have what I wanted. Strike one. Went down the aisle a little further. Item two. They're out. Strike two. And then I went in another aisle, an electrical this time, and bam. Strike three. And I just yelled in the store, strike three, you're out. And I was yelling, where's an associate? And they came down and looked at me, and I said, sir, what could I do to help? Is a store manager here? And I knew the store manager personally because he was a co-host of mine on a radio show. I'm not going to tell you his name. You can do all the guesswork you want to. Mm-hmm. And so I said, now listen, why are you out of three items in this store? Or Ray, you got to understand it's hard to keep up. No, that's your job. I'm a professional. I come in this store and I said, and pardon me, I really apologize. I don't feel too good today, but this don't make me feel any better. And I ran into that same scenario to some degree, probably 50 to 70% of the time I went in that store. Well, inventory is so important to us professionals. Wouldn't y'all agree? Mm-hmm. All of us. You go in the store, you want what you want. You got to do it. That's why you're there. To give me my resource, and you professionals, y'all are professionals. Did y'all know that?
I would like to think I am.
Well, good. Keep that thought. But seriously, so Construction Depot. I went in the store the other day, and unbelievable, really.
Thank you.
The electrical stock is phenomenal. The plumbing's phenomenal. PVC fittings. Oh my gosh. Black pipe. I mean.
We have way too much as far as black. We have our...
Way too much.
I mean, way too much, of course, in a good sense for anyone that's in the trade. Their need in regards to ours, we're starting at 3/4, 1/2 inch. I mean, we're climbing up. And as you were mentioning earlier, if we don't have it, which I find it highly likely not to be the case, but if we don't have it, we can always place an order on it, have it brought either to your location or job site if necessary.
Oh, you do deliver?
Yeah, if it's close enough, if it's within a 45-mile radius, yeah, we can go ahead and deliver it to
you. So y'all do delivery as well?
Yeah.
That's a big radius, yeah. Actually.
That's 45 miles.
I'll get you most places.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great area you're covering. Yeah. I didn't know y'all delivered.
Yeah. We're trying to take care, as you said, right? We're trying to take care of all the customers and all their needs and make sure that, I mean, sometimes you might actually even see me there. I'm not too shy from getting to the location, making sure that your stuff gets handled personally. We take care of you guys as the customers and guests.
And one of the things, I'm shooting straight here, they're not a lumber yard. You know, you would think AC Construction Depot, there would be a lumber. No, there's no lumber to speak of in the store.
I would say yet. You are correct. We're hoping, obviously being a up and coming store, once we expand, our next one will have a bigger area to host lumber. But no, well, currently we don't have a...
Right. Yeah. Do you have a favorite box store? Anybody? You got a favorite box store?
No, because generally if I go to one, there's another one that's competing them next to it, and one or the other is sometimes...
So you're one of those guys you don't care. And that's okay.
I do care around Christmas because one of them crams a whole bunch of stuff in the aisle and I can't walk anywhere.
I thought they both did that.
Well, they more around Christmas, but one of them does it. I guess one of them does it more all year round.
Well, can we talk about that a little bit? I'm just curious.
Go for it.
Would you call the blue store the aisle blocker?
I would not, actually.
What's that?
The orange store. Yeah.
The orange store. See? I think the blue store is just as bad. I hate going down an aisle and can't go down the aisle. You know what I mean?
I've gone in and got materials, and I can't make the turns to get out because my materials are too long to get around the stuff in the aisle.
Yep, I get it. And that's...
How many do you want me to buy stuff?
Right, and then you got to dodge people and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't come to the orange or blue store for a Christmas tree. I came for some tools or some nails. I mean...
I always found that pretty odd. We don't have Christmas trees. No.
Okay. Y'all not going to stop Christmas trees?
No. It's not in the plans. It's not in the works.
I got you. That's good. Good news.
I didn't have a red suit.
How about Christmas lights and decoration?
Yeah, we're also not going to have reindeer.
I'm sorry. How about Halloween?
Halloween, you know what? Maybe we might dress up as tool guys with tool belts.
But no costumes.
No
stuff.
Maybe some candy.
No frou-frou.
I'm
gonna
get some
candy
for you.
You catching this one? Warren's sitting there. No.
You know, it wasn't in the works when we put the order in.
You know, we're about ready to get into Halloween season. You know, the stores are about ready to change over their stock to Halloween.
I might stock some candy.
And then about 2 weeks later, Christmas has showed up. Yeah, good point.
Right.
One quadrant of the store has just converted. It's Halloween. And then 3 weeks later, it's converted again. It's Christmas time. Not that I'm criticizing Christmas or Halloween, but
correct.
My gosh. Anyway, all right, another area. You don't have any landscape stuff, no yard stuff, and that's okay. It's okay. Listen, you can't have everything. You can't be a box store, and that's kind of the point I'm trying to make. Mm-hmm. They're not a box store. They're a hardware store.
Correct.
They're more of a hardware store. You don't go to the hardware store to buy lumber, do you? Nope. No.
When I was growing up, I remember going into the old hardware store, and you dig your hands in the buckets of nails.
Yeah.
And you weigh it, and you take it. That's
and put it in a little poke.
I miss, yeah.
A brown poke.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And people say, what's a poke? It's a bag. You grew up in the South, you know what a poke is. And I ain't talking about with my finger either. A poke, brown bag. Mm-hmm. But seriously, you're right. And I remember those days vividly. Nails, screws, you got them?
Yes, sir.
Screws, absolutely. You got them?
Yes, sir, we do.
See, it's a hardware store. Really, I look at AC Construction Depot more of a hardware store than a box store concept or a lumber yard. You know, and as they grow, you plan to have tools.
Yes, sir.
And I'm thinking with that Milwaukee wall of accessories, we're going to see some red tools in the store. I hope, you know. I got a question for my pros here. Yellow or red tools?
Yellow.
Yellow. Thomas?
I'm going to have to say yellow.
Yellow, so okay, far. Cool.
I could be converted, though.
Well, here's the thing. As a professional in the industry, and I still claim that right, okay? By far, red is your more professional line of tools. Because they make more specialty tools in the plumbing and electrical trades than any other company. Now, I know Milwaukee's got some stuff. I know DeWalt has some, and we're talking DeWalt when we talk yellow. Mm-hmm. And I bring this up for a reason. You know, I can't tell you now because I got a break to deal with. But I want to talk more about it. But you plan to get tools, right, Warren? Tools are coming. And there you go. There's more of a hardware store concept. But we're going to talk more AC Construction Depot and just general stuff when we get back right here on About Your House. Listen to Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. By far the best way to hear us. Stream us live anywhere on the planet. Fox Sports Charlotte. Or put it on your browser, foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. There you go. Facebook Live on the About Your House radio's page. There we be. Y'all come on in, come on back and join us and let's talk. So you grab a piece of something that you think is going to last. Precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Got out of town on a boat. Islands, sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside, and the downhill run to Papeete. Off the wind on this heading line of the Marquesas, you got 80 feet of a waterline. Nice be making way in a noisy bar in Avalon. I tried to call you, but on a midnight watch I realized why twice you ran away. Think about how many times I have fallen. Spirits are using me. Larger voices call.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about tools. I've got a nonprofit, as everyone knows, and I talk about it quite frequently, called Put Tools in Schools. Put Tools in Schools is my passion, my directive for the rest of my life, till I die. And the reason being because it's affecting kids' lives. We're all born geniuses, all of us. All your kids, believe it or not, they're creative geniuses. And along about 4 or 5, they put you in preschool, and that's when they start taking it away from you. And our kids are not creative, critical thinkers any longer because we've dumbed them down to where they're afraid to think. And they're afraid to use their hands, and they're afraid to fail. They're taught that in our education system. Now, you can argue with me till the cows come home. I don't care. But I go and talk to kids. I see them. I have discussions. And this summer, we're having, you know, I've worked with, in corporations with other nonprofits, and we're starting it more because the schools are hard to get into. For example, as this initiative goes, as this initiative grows, you might say, Put Tools in Schools, there are a lot of organizations such as ABC of the Carolinas, the Association of Building Contractors. They have recently acquired a grant to partner with a high school, with one high school in North Carolina. Doesn't matter where it's at, but we're their headquarters right here in Charlotte, ABC is. And they're going to team up and install, let's call it install, or they're going to, my words aren't coming to me this morning, I apologize for that, but they want to install an electrical apprenticeship program in one high school. They're going to supply the instructor. They called me the other day and they're having issues. Imagine that. Mm. Now, this is an opportunity, as I see here today, and I have to bring this up, this is an opportunity. As I speak, if you're associated or know of a high school in any county around Charlotte or Charlotte, Mecklenburg. Now, I reached out to Rocky River High School, East Mac, Palisades, and I think that's it. Independence as well. Keith Olson, as we talked about Keith here a week or two ago on the show here. Keith's an incredible teacher and a great man. So, all right. What's the resistance all about? Here you have industry stepping up, providing a resource to these children to teach them the electrical trade. It's a start to putting tools back in schools. What's the problem? Figure it out. Make it happen. Industry's doing their job. Why isn't education doing theirs? Because they can't control the money. That's why. And frankly, I get a little upset over that. This ain't about money. It's about kids, their well-being, their futures, our futures. Stupid has become a serious disease. And if you don't believe me, call the service tech out to your house. Got a story. Now, we're going to continue our story about AC in just a minute. I went to a house this week to put a new vent hood in to replace an existing vent hood because the control panel in this hood they had, you can't get it any longer. So they had to get a whole new hood. 17 years later, that hood's lasted. But they had to get a new hood. So I went to put the new hood up this week. So I jerked the old hood down. On top of every hood, typically, there's a damper, a boot, you know, and it's got a little flappy in it, you know, that rises when the air flows through it, right?
Technical term.
Right. We pulled a damper is what we call it, right? Technical mm-hmm. term for it. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have a new boot for the old one. So I had to, but when we pull the existing one off the top of the hood that's been there 17 years, it never opened. Now, it was taped shut. Never opened. And these homeowners, and I went in there, I said, do you realize your vent hood has never worked? Oh, yeah, we realized it. A long time ago, but we just thought that was the way it was.
We see this all the time in the home inspection.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that hour number two and when we get into it.
No,
yeah.
No,
oh, you're
no,
not. We're,
no, you're
we're
not.
Here together.
Yeah.
His might run over a little bit, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're cool. And plus, we're here every Saturday. We can do it again.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. You know, but 17 years!
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you're talking about a 1200 CFM, 48-inch, Mac Daddy of a vent hood. 17 years. And I tell you, stupid runs rampant, and you want to know why? That's why. I see it all the time. How can we get beyond it? Teach your kids to be critical thinkers, to do it right, and not about the money, about the self-confidence, about doing something right. Where is it gone? Put tools in schools will help eliminate this. Because, see, when you give a kid a tool and he does something with it, it empowers him. It ignites his energy. And I don't care if it's a male or female. And if you hadn't done that with your kids, try it. You'll be amazed. And then give them that power. Give them that ability. Wow, they'll take off. And a lot of them are going to jump out of the classroom, too, mom and dad. What do I mean by that? They're going to hate school more. More, I said, because they already dislike it, most of them. They do. Ask them. I'm not telling you this.
It's true, yeah.
Thomas, did you like school?
Not a bit.
Not a bit?
Nope.
Couldn't sit still, could you?
No.
Completely normal kid.
I just wanted to do something else.
Right.
One of the things I really like about the Rock Hill schools is that we have a school of choice program down there. So
right. I've heard about that.
My kids are all in the language immersion, and they're learning Spanish or French. And we actually have some of our neighbors are Japanese, and so our kids have actually taken it upon themselves to start learning Japanese, which is amazing. But I think that it gives a great opportunity for parents to see gifting in their children, because they don't necessarily have to stay in immersion if they just are not succeeding or whatever. But they've got all sorts of different
options.
They have options, and I love that.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the traditional. You can go the traditional route, and there is a lottery type system. You know, you got to put your name in and get selected to get in. But I think those options are great. My parents were both educators. My mom retired after 40 years and still is teaching some today.
That's very important. Yeah.
It's changed a lot. I've seen it from their perspective.
A lot of people think I'm really down on education. I'm not at all. It's just what is education?
Well,
is it indoctrination or is it education?
Well, it's babysitting.
Well, today you're exactly right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but anyway, if we can put tools back in school.
Teachers need a lot more pay to be taking care of kids, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, this summer, Put Tools in Schools in cooperation with Men of Destiny are going to have anywhere from 6 to 25. Do we know? You never know, because this day and time you don't know, because but vast majority of people don't communicate very well. So we're going to have from 6 to 25 students for 5 weeks. 5 weeks.
That's amazing.
At the toolbox. Yeah. Now, what are we going to do for 5 weeks? A lot of stuff. But we're going to teach leadership, mentor these kids, teach them a little carpentry, teach them a little electrical, teach them how to use tools, teach them how to cook, what cooking's about, because you may not realize this, most of your kids don't cook. Don't know anything about cooking.
Mine do.
Yours do.
Mine do.
Yours do. But I've seen it, you know, because So anyway, we need tools. Well, getting into the yellow versus red. I got to choose one, because, see, this is what we've got in this industry. If he plays, we can't play. Mm. You get it? Mm. So that's why I asked the question. But I will say this, Stanley Black & Decker is one of the largest tool distributors on the planet. And they're located right down here in Fort Mill. Milwaukee, the one great thing about Milwaukee Tools is a lot of them are made in the USA, which is a great thing, because can't say that about DeWalt. So anyway, enough said. I'm not saying one over the other, but if you'll look in the back of my vehicle, you will see a bunch of yellow tools. And yellow and black toolbacks, if that gives you any indication. Is it better? No. Milwaukee's a great tool. Absolutely the greatest tool, really.
The only tools I might laugh about, if you were a contractor, is if they were neon green.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Again, we don't mention them. But, yes, I'm familiar with the neon green
tools.
The one that calls
But on the other hand, I got to bring this up. There's a place for Harbor Freight.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Harbor
Amen.
Freight.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, so there you go. Yep. Anyway, back to Put Tools in Schools real quick, and then I'm going to move on back to AC Construction Depot to tell you about the store. And Put Tools in Schools has a new website. It's coming up. next week, actually. It's going to be online, and you can donate because we need money. We got to feed these kids for 5 weeks. We've got to feed these kids for 5 weeks. And, yes, some of them don't get to eat at home. Mm-hmm. So we got our work cut out for us, and most of these kids need supervision. They need the direction and mentoring. So that's one concept to put tools in schools. That's our summer.
Do you have an approximate amount per kid that would be needed, like if you wanted to sponsor a kid type of thing? What's a good amount if there were people listening, like my businesses? You know, we'd love to help support that.
$500 would feed, you know.
Great.
That would be a great, if you're a company out there, a small company, and great. You could donate $500 to put tools in schools. And like I said, you can go there now. The information's there, who to mail it to. We're a nonprofit. If you need any paperwork or any validation, we can cover that for you. I want to thank the Stowe Foundation for their generous, absolutely generous foundation, their donation to us, and it was just great. And those donations are what's going to enable us to help these kids and move forward, because we're developing a mobility program with a 6x12 tandem axle trailer to where we're going to go to different organizations and engage these kids with tools. Center360.org has asked us if we could do that. Now, who is we? Right now, it's three people. Why? Because everybody's so busy. We need instructors. We need volunteers to come out and work with these kids firsthand. Listen, this is a big task. Big task, but we're going to do it. We've got to do it for our kids. And we've got to get in these schools like ABC of the Carolinas. They're trying to let this be a starter program to get in the schools. This is an opportunity for us to let industry get involved in our education system, step up, and you educators out there listening, do what you can to promote this and help us direct this to make it happen. ABC of the Carolinas, Sarah, S-A-R-A, at abccarolinas.org. It's that simple. Reach out to her. Find out the info. We got to make this happen. All right, no said about that. All right, AC Construction Depot. Like I said earlier, I will tell you something that impressed me. If you got a garage door company, you know, you got to hang all your hardware, your apparatus, and your tracks and all, they got all that.
Yeah, correct.
Every bit of it. Mm-hmm. They got square tubing. You got all kinds of tubing down there. You got rectangle tubing.
Yes, we do.
They got sheet and metal stock. Yeah. They got metal studs. No wood studs, just metal studs, commercial. Mm-hmm. And what links have you got? Got everything?
Yeah, we have, I think, 20-foot, 10. 10
You got a great stock of that stuff.
Yeah, correct. And as always, if we don't have or you have a particular size that you need, we can always place an order.
One thing I want to advocate, you know, this morning was go to the store. I mean, first time you went in the box store, you went in to look, didn't you? You didn't go to buy anything. You just went and looked.
It's my happy place.
Well,
I just like the smell.
Wasn't that on your bumper sticker? Is that what I saw up there?
Okay. You know, I like you. I like a good hardware store. You know, going to a hardware store, a good hardware store. Mm-hmm. How many good hardware stores have we got in Charlotte now?
Maybe, but none of them are big name. But, yeah, I've got a few.
There's a really great Ace down in Rock Hill that's old hardware store feel. You walk
cool.
in, mm-hmm. old wood floors.
Yeah. A little hardware on Mint Street. Yeah. Little hardware's an old Mint.
Yeah.
Except they're not open enough. Mm. You know, but there again, they're predominantly for commercial mm-hmm. use and, you know, during the weekdays with worker people. Mm-hmm. Worker bees go in there. The worker bees. You go in there and listen to them hum. Mm-hmm. You can.
Old bag of popcorn. That just came to my mind. The memory. You go in there and you get a bag of popcorn for your kids.
We'll put that on our to-do list to grab for you guys.
One of the things we're going to recommend to Warren, too, because of 311 South Polk Street there in Pineville, they're very centrally located down, like, right there at the intersection of 51 and Polk Street, or Main Street, you know, going to Lancaster Highway. It used to be Old Lancaster Highway. Isn't that what they call that? Old 521?
A lot of different names right there.
Yeah. But right there on the corner, the big parking lot, we got to have an event there on a Saturday, one Saturday coming up, either the fall or something, promoting Put Tools in Schools in cooperation with AC Construction Depot.
And it's going to be a hard way to miss us, because we have a very
big sign.
Out oh, I know. You can.
Yeah, you really have to try to miss us.
So. All right, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was going, I didn't know where it was. I know you say, well, it's Polk right. Street. Well, that Polk Street's the main street, it's, you fool. Right. Talking to myself. I said, but where? On Polk Street. So I took a left in that parking lot.
Yeah.
Then turned around and saw it on the building and said, I'm here.
Yeah.
Just by accident, I pulled in the parking lot, looked up, and there's a sign that says, I'm here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very easily found. I mean, easily located, right. In and out, easy. Everything about it's easy. But you as a tradesman, plumber, electrician, and I keep going back to the tradesman, that's a great store for you guys.
Correct. Yeah.
They don't have everything. But what they got, they got. Now, I got a question for you. Are you going to maintain stock with LVP?
Yes, and not only stock with that, just anything that we have. You brought up earlier in our talks. Anytime anybody buys anything, the stock automatically gets reset, so we're already placing an order for that missing piece. So we're constantly keeping up with stock and LVP and all types of flooring as well. So, yes, to answer your question.
Well, LVP is luxury vinyl plank. Right. Very popular floor these days. Very popular. Matter of fact, I think it's revolutionized floors. Since LVP has hit the market.
It's made it 10 times. Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, it's super
It's easy. Everywhere you look. It's everywhere you go.
Even common folk like myself can kind of work on that.
Oh, it's easy. Once you get the hang of it, it's easy to install. And,
yes.
They got a little tool you need, though. If you get a little installation tool, it makes it easier.
Correct.
But, so you're always going to maintain stock there?
We are. We will, and we are, yeah.
Cool. And like I said earlier, painting. The painting supplies they have. Now, they've got painting supplies. They don't sell paint.
I have to correct on that because we recently just started getting that.
See? I told you. What was that spot?
I know. He said it in his spot. And it's true. Everything, ladies and gentlemen, everything he said in that spot is accurate.
I would just read this as a little sampler here. 30-second spot. I just wrote this, Warren. Oh, actually, it took me 2 hours to figure out. I can't write spots for this store. I got to do them on a weekly basis because, see, it's already changed today. Right. You know, you must go visit the new AC Construction Depot at 311 South Polk Street in Pineville. Homeowners, property management companies, electricians, plumbers, all tradesmen, you must see to believe. Top quality products at great prices. Painting supplies, electrical, plumbing, hardware, stainless steel sheets, black pipe, steel studs, sheet stock, metal stock, squares, angles, you name it, Milwaukee, wall of blades, bits, and accessories, luxury vinyl plank flooring, constantly growing, constantly changing. Come see us at 311 South Polk Street in Pineville, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 704-835-1086 or online at acconstructiondepot.com. Outstanding.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah. And see, but like I say, the stock they have, like, like I said, plumbing's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all have got about everything and anything in plumbing.
Pretty much everything, yeah, under the sun when it comes to the world of plumbing.
Including
the
kitchen sink.
We're working. No, actually, we have that. And I was going to say, we actually have that.
What, the kitchen sink?
Yeah, we actually have some kitchen sinks as well. We have some. It was further down the back, but yeah, we have some.
Cool.
We're working on water heaters as well. So you're. Once again, right, you're right. I know you like to hear you're right, but you're right.
Well, you know, we'll have to create, you know, you're a social media person.
Yes, well, no.
And I brought her, it's a her, right?
Chloe, yes. Chloe. She deals with our social media. Hopefully she's listening, and so, yeah.
Well, if Chloe keeps that up, we could pull spots off Facebook every week. You know what I'm saying? Because she's doing a great job of putting what you do, like that PVC thing. I thought you did that, Warren. That wasn't you? Okay, cool. Chloe did that. Chloe, good job, girl.
There you go.
Good girl. Give Chloe a plug. Stainless steel sheets.
Yes, one of our big attractions.
You say it's a big attraction. Who in the world? I mean, when you hear Matthew says, "What?
Yeah, I don't do commercial.
If you,
I hear stainless steel, and I go, I want some of that.
I'll be very transparent and honest with you guys. I didn't once think about it right off the top of my head when I was like, "Oh, who uses that?" But then, when you start going to restaurants,
a lot,
you will now that it's been brought up, and you're like, "Oh, wait, yeah, I think in fact diners and everywhere you go to, you'll start seeing a lot of stainless steel sheets."
Yep.
The one thing that we do, the one thing that we have that makes us different than your other locations that places order for stainless steel sheets is that ours come flat from the supplier, while a lot of times the other locations or the other suppliers will have it rolled up. Now, it's convenient for them to have it rolled up so this way they can send more in a bundle, but when it comes to guys like yourself, the contractors who are actually doing these restaurants, yes, and it makes it that much more time-consuming because they have to wait for it to, majority of times,
relax.
Yep. Yeah.
I use stainless steel pieces for vent hoods. I do vent hood install. And now stainless steel has become very popular finish in the kitchen, as we all know. Everybody's updating. They update stainless steel appliances, right? And I have found that I need stainless steel edging sometimes and some trim pieces. And I worked with sheet metal my whole life, off and on. And it was good to know that y'all had stainless steel sheet metal. And if you want a backsplash, like, for example, in your kitchen behind the range, hey, you could do it full backsplash. That's a place you can get it.
Correct.
You know, and who would have thunk? You could go down and get stainless steel sheets, you know. So anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and call it a wrap on the first hour as soon as we get back with Out of the Break. You're listening to Fox Sports Charlotte About Your House, 8 to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning. Tune in. You want to be on the show? Call me. Tell me. Better have something nice to say. So we'll be back. More About Your House. Welcome back to About Your House. I got Matthew Query and Thomas in here from Freedom Home Services, Home Inspection, and General Contracting. We'll find out all about that next hour. And I've got John Brioso here, store manager of AC Construction Depot down in Pineville. Last couple weeks, you seen any rise in business?
There's been a steady increase in business, especially our online presence is growing. So, yeah.
I can understand. What online presence do you have?
Right now, going to our website, acconstructiondepot.com. We've been changing the descriptions in regards towards our merchandise, so this way it becomes much more easy for people to navigate through. We're increasing also our online presence through the SEO or search engine optimization, so we're trying to make sure that if you're looking for a hammer, we're the first thing you find when you look in the Pineville area.
I will say I've been on your website a good deal of time this week looking at it, and it's relatively user friendly, very descriptive,
and we're working on making that even better for us.
And I can see where you're putting, you know, the right stuff in there. It's no doubt. But once again, AC Construction Depot, a store down in Pineville. Do you have any plans for expansion?
Yeah, we're in the process of getting the second store set up.
Second store?
Yeah, we're looking to get in the second store. I've been, now that Warren's here, he already knows, I joke around all the time, but hopefully the next spot is in the Matthews area, because that's kind of close to where I live. So. Plus, all jokes sound.
You know, Matthews didn't used to be far from Pineville.
Right.
You know, used to, you could just hop, skip, and jump from Pineville to Matthews. Mm-hmm. Can't do that no more.
No.
Took me 40 minutes. Yeah. 40 minutes one afternoon at 4 o'clock to get from Pineville to Matthews.
Yeah.
I said, what in the world is going on?
They get that express lane done. That would make it a lot faster.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and you'll pay for it.
Yeah,
not me, bro. That don't even get me going on that one. No, I'm not even touching that today.
Wait, we'll let Matthew go on the express lane.
Can you tell us what your hours are? Operating hours certain.
Thank you for asking. As far as operating hours, we're Sunday through Friday, 8 to 5.
And you just said Sunday, so you're not open.
Oh, sorry,
Sunday.
Not Sunday. My apologies. Yeah. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then Saturday we're 8 to 1.
8 to 1 on Saturday,
and we're currently off on Sundays, but that will be also on top of other things changing in the future as well.
Cool. So, another question for you: big box stores have kind of like a pro rewards or whatever type of account. Do you have the ability to kind of sign up as a contractor and kind of track, you know, inventory? Or if you know, I don't keep receipts, so it's great to be able to pull up online and say, "Oh, I need to do this return." And I don't have to necessarily have the card that I
Great
use
question.
Or anything like that.
Great question. Yeah, we do provide you with, as far as email, a copy of your receipt via email. And in case you lose that, which nowadays everybody with junk email, you just tend to throw it away. We can also pull it up by your phone number. So essentially, yeah, we can pull up your receipt and process the return. Our return is 30 days. But yeah, regardless, we do provide those options. And as far as loyalty programs, we're working on that as well. The one big advantage that a place like ours has that other places like your Ferguson's and other locations like that is that you don't necessarily require to have a account in case you're needing to get commercial products. Mm-hmm. That's been a lot of lure for people with retail or your average person walking in that, hey, I can buy that metal stud, or I can buy this commercial equipment without having an account there. So we kind of make it very accessible to everyone.
That's nice. Mm. Yeah.
See, what kind of questions we get from a contractor?
I know it's the best type of questions.
We
need to have them more often, right?
Yeah.
Roofing and siding is pretty big right now from the storm that came through. You guys have any of those
materials?
Well,
you know, there's another. No. They don't have roofing, I don't think.
No.
We have
everything. We can't have everything.
No, that's okay. I just want to know. I'm just asking the question.
Absolutely.
No, and that's a great question.
These are great questions.
I'll visit the store and figure it out.
And exactly just what you said, 2 seconds. It's more of not because we don't want to. It's more of the size of the store right now. We do want to, when we expand in the future, as we mentioned earlier, to other stores, we will be having at that point in time. But right now, the size of the store is kind of limiting us to having all this extra stuff. So I'm going to say delay rather set on that.
One thing I will say, I do believe I can see you growing into more of a hardware store, you know, and if you keep your focus on that, and you do carry a lot of hardware items.
Yeah.
A lot. And that's the point I'm making to everyone listening. You got to go into the store and get a feel for what they've got. Like next week, I know you guys will take a visit over there and check them out and see what they got. I find there again, inventory in the electrical and the plumbing and just general hardware items are fantastic. You know, I won't go in there to buy ductwork or sheet metal, you know, boots from HVAC. They don't have it. You know, now if they did have it and it was extensive as it is for the plumbing and electrical, it'd be fantastic. But how can you carry all that? Box stores aren't doing it. Box stores carry a variety, no doubt, but they don't have a good selection in sheet metal and stuff, you know. Oh, I go there all the time, and I kind of have to keep up with it to see what they do have because last-minute resort, I'm not prepared. I got to go somewhere to find it, you know. So you can't have everything, and that's the point I wanted to make here on the show today about even the box stores. Like I said, you go into box. Thomas, you ever gone in there to get something that didn't have it?
It's a Christmas tree in the way.
There you go.
Those Christmas trees, yeah. Well, no, we'll put it onto our to-do list.
Please don't.
No, but your point's valid, you know.
Yeah. If there wasn't so much seasonal stuff, and I get that it, you know, it's not their market, but if they did less of a seasonal area like y'all do, then you can fit more of the stuff that contractors need.
Yeah. Right. We do try to, I mean, as you said, as far as the seasonal stuff, and yeah, I've been to
the big name brands and during the seasons, and it's kind of comical when you see some of these inflatables and you're like, okay, what does this have to do with hardware? And yeah,
it's called capitalism.
Right. That was the word I was looking for. But as far as stuff like that, we just try to make it so when you walk in, not only are you greeted with our friendly employees, but we want to make sure that all of them are knowledgeable and take care of the guests and not trying to, hey, look at this 20-foot tree that, you know, it's on sale. We're trying to make sure you guys are taken care of and give you guys the best product and best pricing for it.
I think the broader that you go with, you know, I love capitalism, the free market, that's great, mm-hmm. but, mm-hmm. like, the broader you go in your offerings, like big box stores, the less
focus
you have, you know, and you've got people that are walking around that don't know what they're talking about.
Correct.
And, or you just can't even find anybody. That's the.
Well,
that's
here, the here's thing. Something.
I said, that won't be a problem in our store. I just want to clarify that.
I got to throw this out to all you employees of the trades. You too, Warren. You're a business owner. The big problem, and this ties right along with Put Tools in Schools, you got to pay your people. You got to take care of your employees. You can't get veterans in the store and expect them to I can't believe you expect someone to work for as little as $13, $15 an hour. What's that all about? And you want people in the trades? You got to do better than that, boss. Just got to do better. Sorry, and if I hurt your feelings, well, it ain't my checkbook, I know. But still, we got to take care of the tradespeople. Would y'all agree?
Agreed, absolutely. Especially nowadays, just even that ballpark is not enough to cover people anymore.
So that's ridiculous.
No, yeah, yeah.
You can get more than that working at Walmart.
Yes.
Not that there's anything bad working at Walmart.
No, not at all.
I don't care where you work as long as you're happy. Mm-hmm. But if you ain't happy, don't work there. You know, but you got to pay these people.
Correct.
You got to. And that's part of the problem in our industry today. We've got a bad image. Why have we got a bad image? Because we ain't paying the people what they're worth. Called self-esteem, you know, hits that a little bit.
Not just that industry, damn near all of them.
Yeah, and you take media, radio, same thing. You get all the worker bees. They don't want to pay them nothing. And you can't have a radio station without the worker bees, can you? Right. Can't do it. Can't build houses without framers. Can't do it. Just can't. Won't happen.
Right.
Got to pay them. Got to pay them good.
Yep.
You won't pay me good if I come to your house. I ain't coming.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
These are facts.
You get what you pay for.
Correct, again. That's actually very correct. Sometimes if you...
And I show up on time. And I'll call you while I'm on the way. That's a bonus.
There you go.
Don't do that. A lot of people sitting there hour after the fact wondering, well, they're going to show.
Well, you know, and that's something you do manually. They have apps now for that, too. Like, you press a button, and, hey, we're on the way. I mean, there's really no excuse for poor communication.
Agree. Yeah.
So either you do it yourself, or
Matthew, that's a great point.
If you're not good at it, then invest in an app that can – this is what we have, actually, with our inspection software. It will give notifications automatically. We've set this stuff up, text and email.
Sure, and that means a lot to customers.
To make sure.
It's communication.
Honestly, sometimes the people that use this regularly, realtors and whatnot, they tend to get annoyed of it. But, I mean, we're set up for the first time, you know, homeowner that is using us for the very first time.
Right.
You know, the people that see them, if they're using us three or four times a week, they're going to get repeat emails, but
but those are the people who really care about it the most.
I would rather be over communicative.
Yes,
absolutely.
I agree.
You can't do it enough, frankly. You just can't.
Yeah.
And my way, you know, communication's a success to everything. I get thanked. I really appreciate you. You know, sometimes they forget, and you remind them. Oh yeah, I forgot. You know, and this just told me I got to be there. So, it's everything. Phone. What's your phone number?
704-253-3030. In case you'd like to get a hold of me personally, or if you need to contact the store.
The store.
Oh.
How much? What is? Sorry. Hold on a second.
I have it on my phone like everybody else in the world.
Hold on a second. We're all it's set to lose our number. 704-835-1086. Your conference room?
Right, right. For anyone who, as far as wants to...
Hold that thought. We're going to come back next hour, and I'll get that. The conference room. Conference room. Now you stuck a...
Curveball?
Bing! We'll talk about that. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour break here, folks. We'll be back on the other side to say goodbye to AC Construction Depot and find out about a conference room.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good stuff in Pineville. Now I got me another conference room I can meet in.
Change your spot again.
What's that?
Change your spot again.
There you go. We can do it. All right. We're going to take a break here, folks. We'll come back to, like I said, talk about AC Construction Depot, get them out of here, and go to Friendly Home Services. We'll be back. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage.
You awake yet? Hour 2, Matthew Query of Freedom Home Services will tell his story and discuss what the industry looks like today. About Your House is brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. Also brought to you in part by AC Construction, located on 311 South Polk Street in Pineville. Seeing is believing, so go in there and check them out. They'll take care of you. Also brought to you in part by PutToolsInSchools.org. Changing kids' lives one tool at a time. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us as we spread a little love. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Welcome back to hour number two. You know, we've had AC Construction Depot in here. And oh, by the way, we're Facebook Live right now on our About Your House radio page on Facebook.
Hey, kids.
Children. All right, John, come back here.
Everybody else, that's kind of creepy.
Before the break, Warren over here had mentioned a conference room. What's that all about?
Okay, again, thank you so much for bringing that up. So as far as when it comes to any businesses that want to decide to have an account with us, which they can, we do a lot for a conference room time frame. So if you're – this is especially good for small businesses, regardless if you're general contractor, electrician, plumber, you can use our conference room, and it will be at no cost to you at all as far as having an account with
us. Is there a TV in there?
That's in the process, yes. Meaning by the time...
Well, you got to have techno at meeting rooms.
Yes, yes.
So I've got to do a little plug here for Precision Plumbing. We do put tools in schools, board meetings at Precision Plumbing. It's a brand new conference room, brand new, state of the art. I might have the TV on every wall. Yeah. So no matter where you sit in a round table there, you've got media, you know. Wow. And, you know, they got a plug-in. You plug in your laptop or whatever, and it's just all high-tech. I don't do that, but we got board members that do, and that's great. So,
and, yeah, that, and that's the same reason why we're going to, like you said, have either – right now we have it projected, but we are going to be getting, like, TVs and things like that in order to – if you bring your computer, your laptop, and you have a presentation, where the case may be, we'll have it there. So this way
awesome.
We have a
see, that'd
nice profession.
For, like, homeowner meetings, you know,
yeah.
if you're a small
yeah.
business, you don't
correct.
Have a – I mean, we don't have an office.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah, especially since COVID. I mean, I was really glad to not have an office
yeah.
during that time.
Right.
But,
that's good. You're doing that, Warren. Good idea. Good yeah. idea there, bud. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I like that idea. Matter of fact, I plan on using it. well, you know, conference rooms and meetings are, you know, we have a lot of meetings. And, you know, and instead of going out and coming off the hip with these brewery meeting places, you know, and that
I mean,
sort of
don't knock breweries. I mean, I'll go to a brewery all day.
Yeah.
Another work in progress. No, I'm not kidding.
The tap room,
kidding.
Right off the conference room.
Do you have OMB Copper on tap at your conference
yeah.
room?
I will say yes and no to that. So we'll talk about
coolers,
it.
We have coolers. We have. And they might even bring a Yeti corner to the room, to the store. A Yeti
yeah.
corner. You need to get Yetis in there. You know, a Yeti cooler corner. Or Arctic.
On the to-do
Arctic.
List.
I don't know. I think we're getting too broad. That's kind of like bringing a Christmas
there
tree.
You go. Yeah. I love the input.
Give me the tools. Give me the nails.
Yeah, but you got to have coolers.
But, yeah,
how many construction sites you go and you don't find a cooler?
Yeah,
you gotta have cooler. That's essential.
And old microwaves.
Oh no, we're not doing old microwaves. No, we got like Ray said, we got to catch up with the times.
I don't do microwaves. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't do microwaves.
No, that's just on the construction site.
Okay.
You go to every
that's
every
right.
house
okay.
that's under construction. You get a crew that has a microwave that's heating their food up.
It's funny you bring that up, and you know the difference between remodeling and new
construction. Sure,
microwave. They said, "What? Yeah, you go in a house remodeling. You got appliances. You go in the kitchen. You got a microwave. You got everything, and you got a bathroom. Mm-hmm. New construction? No, none of that. I don't like it. No, and then there's mud. I don't do mud. I don't do mud, man. I pull up a construction site and it's muddy. Nope, not going there today. Well, why are you leaving? I'm allergic to mud. I break mm-hmm. out, man. I get mm-hmm. the hives around mud. I hate mud." Don't you hate mine? It's annoying.
He's probably used to it now. Yeah, yeah.
I do, but I get paid to love it. So.
Yeah,
there you go.
See,
there you go.
You have to love it.
There you go.
You can't pay me enough to.
Day,
you, after 54 years, yeah. you can't pay me enough to love mud.
That's funny.
I don't like getting mud on my shoes. Mm.
Thomas is also a potter. So
very,
very close.
That is mud.
Yeah. He's trying to not hate what he loves to do.
That's
so
right. yeah.
It's a delicate line.
I get paid for mud
exactly.
part of the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. If people buy my stuff, I get paid for it. But
there you go.
Well, John, I appreciate you coming in today,
yes,
and
sir.
Warren, you coming in too, getting a feel for where your kids go. That, yeah, he had two itty bitty kids, and they're not here anymore. They must be well mannered. Good job, there, Dad. Good job. But you know, I'm glad y'all came in today. And if I want you back as we grow and change the store, we'll do that. Okay, we'll make it happen again. So that's AC Construction Depot, 311 South Polk Street in Pineville. And I lost my copy. Where'd my copy go? I just had it in my hand. There you go. I gave it to Richton. Richie Rich here. The phone number, 704-835-1086, or better yet, go online. Go online, check them out. They've got a really user-friendly website with good information and an inventory on there. A lot of numbers. A lot of numbers, if you get my drift. I mean, pages and pages and pages of inventory. Incredible stuff. And once again, just to put a cap on it, it's basically a general purpose hardware store.
Yeah, that's a good way to assess it. Yeah, correct.
Great electrical, great plumbing, steel stock, stainless steel sheets, metal studs, painting, luxury vinyl plank, all that kind of, but just go visit them, check them out. Take an hour of your day and just go play, just like you would in a big box store. It won't take you as long, I promise you, but you see a lot of stuff. So, appreciate it. They're going to take out of here, and we're going to bring up Freedom Home Inspections, or excuse me, Freedom Home Services.
That's fine, too.
Let me get this scoot right over here. Let's switch up. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
guys. Appreciate it. They're out, and we're going to shift gears here to Freedom Home Services and Contracting. Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys.
Take you care. Know your way
yes,
out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good job. Thank you. And now, Freedom Home Services. Matthew Query and Thomas who?
Murray.
Thomas Murray. I could remember that one. Not always can. Thomas Murray and Matthew Query. Is it just two of you? How many home inspectors you got?
Yes, it's just two of us now.
Yep. Just two of you?
Yep, just the two of us.
Just the two of us?
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's who is Bill Withers?
That's pretty terrible.
Bill Withers.
Yeah.
Just the
we,
two of
we also have our office manager, kind of the glue that holds us together, Danny. She's... It's a remote thing. She lives in Lancaster, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're based out of Rock Hill.
That's correct.
And you serve what area?
Have license, will travel.
So you go wherever it takes you?
We are licensed in North and South Carolina. I actually hold a license in Indiana as well for home inspections. And so we'll go. If we have the time, we'll go. So
gotcha.
Thomas knows he burns some miles, don't you?
That's why I got a Prius.
Yeah, that's right.
Thomas, where do you live?
Concord.
Okay, so you do drive. You do. And what do y'all, now Freedom Home Services. And let me tell you, as always, I don't always talk to my guests beforehand. We don't sit down and have a big conversation. I do look into their reputation, their ratings, you might say, and just basically their referrals that's available through technology. And y'all seem to be a fine store, upstanding store. You're not a store, a service company. Y'all provide service. What do you provide?
Inspection services. So,
like what?
Yeah, so
that's a pretty broad statement.
It is. So I, when you get in business, you think, oh, I'm going to do this, and you name your company a certain thing, and then you get more refined, and then you wish you would have just said Freedom Inspection Services or Freedom Home Inspections, whatever. Anyway, so we do home inspections. I do have like a subsidiary company, Anchor Commercial Inspections. So we do offer commercial inspections as well, or what they call walkthrough surveys. But our primary bread and butter is home inspections. And
for realtors primarily, or just anybody and everybody? Because you do provide services that homeowners will, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Such as radon gas and, mm-hmm. Just general inspections that give you peace of mind. Asbestos. You're an environment. Are you a,
not asbestos, actually. You have to be separately licensed.
Okay, that's why I wanted to cover. Are you a hygienist?
No.
So you're not a hygienist. No. Now, CDA Environmental, you ever heard of them?
Yes.
Okay, you know Devin?
I do not know Devin, but I know of CDA.
Okay, CDA is Devin. He's the main
cook
and chief bottle washer, guy. But anyway, Devin's been on the show many times. Now, Devin is CDA Environmental is a hygienist company. And we'll discuss some of the differences there, but not right now.
We do testing.
Okay.
So anything to do with home inspections, we try to cover that. We try to be a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody comes to us and says, hey, I've got a home inspection, one of Danny's focuses, our office manager, is to make sure that our client is well protected in that we offer all of the things that may be associated with that house. So I get the question all the time, how much do you charge for home inspection? It's really difficult to say because I don't know the square footage. Yeah, I mean,
there's very varying factors in that.
Yeah, our square footage pricing changes, I think, every 50 square feet. Do you have a garage or do you not have a garage? Do you have a crawl space or do you not have a basement?
Great question.
Do you have a dock? We can inspect that. Do you have a well? We can test those things and we can test those components. Do you have a septic system? We will sub that out. But we want to try to make sure that that's, and I would say the majority of the time we are able to do the septic inspections the same day that we do the home inspection, because we want to take that information and basically compile it into, one report / wrap up with the client to say, hey, these are the major things that we found in your home. But I would say one of the things that we've been able to differentiate ourselves in that we've heard from our realtor partners that we work with the most is that we're not a rabble-rousing company. And so we don't we don't take all that information and scare the crap out of the client. In our world, because both of us come from the trades, is everything can be fixed.
Yep.
And so I don't have, you know, structural issue can be fixed. It all depends on what our client is interested in fixing, but also you've got another party, the seller, what are they interested in fixing? And so that really doesn't, we're here to expose and to
protect.
You're
here to put the facts on the table.
Exactly. But
this
is
the facts. How y'all deal with it's on you.
Exactly. Yeah. So everything can be fixed. And so some of the houses we've inspected, we will joke, you know, even if it's a can of gas and a match, it can still be fixed.
Yeah. Blow that sucker up.
Exactly. But again, we don't convey that to the client ever. That's just kind of something we joke about internally. And now it's now out for everybody to see.
I'm sure. You know, hey, look,
because it could be a dream home for somebody. Yep. It could be somebody's first home.
Or a fixer-upper that somebody can just...
Exactly.
Like, I bought a house one time. That sucker was, needed work big time. But I bought it like that. I mean, I bought it because I was a contractor and I could fix it and make it all pretty.
Yeah.
Did I ever do it? Yeah, partially.
Yeah.
Before I sold it.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, exactly. So, now, let me ask you this. You know, I asked you earlier, who do you predominantly work for, realtors or homeowners?
We work for homeowners,
right.
But we are typically referred to, the realtors typically refer clients to us.
Gotcha.
So it's both and really. If we're doing marketing, we're marketing to realtors because most homeowners don't use us every week or every month.
Right.
So
where do you get homeowners calls? I mean, where do they come in? How? In other words, in today's real estate market, I got to zero in on this because I realized through the years how it goes or how it could go, depending on what the people need.
Mm-hmm.
Do people call you before they get ready to sell their house to see what's
sometimes
wrong with their house?
Yeah, that's a great time to call.
Yeah. There's two sides to that.
Well, I know.
Because people think, well, I don't really want to do that because I don't want to tell a future buyer everything about my house that's wrong. Me, I'm like, well, that's kind of shady, really, because you may know about it.
Well,
or
there's
maybe
a
you've
disclosure statement too that goes with a real estate transaction where you've disclosed everything. And,
I think people pencil whip that. It's a joke.
It is a joke. Well, all the rules are a joke in my book, but that's another topic entirely.
Yeah.
So we'll stay away from that dirty road. But, yeah. So, but I got to take a break here. We're going to take a break. We got Freedom Home Services in the house. Thomas Murray and Matthew Query of Freedom Home Services. We're going to find out more about that. And a lot of stuff to talk about. They do lots of stuff, so we got lots of stuff we can talk about. So y'all come on back here to About Your House. If you want to call, 704-227-8986. Love to take your question. Love to talk to you in general. Call us. Be nice. We will, too. So, 704
maybe
227-8986. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
right, welcome back to About Your House in Freedom Home Services with Matthew Query and Thomas Murray, right here in the house today, talking home inspections. You know, in today's, well, how long have you been in Charlotte?
2006.
How about you?
Lived?
Yeah.
1998.
Okay, 98. So yeah. 2006, 98. Okay. What brought you to Charlotte, if you don't mind me asking?
I got laid off. And
that's a good reason.
The big home, you know, 2005, I was in Indiana working for a big home builder, and the market had started to shift big time up there. And they said, but we like you, and we'll help you find another spot. And so they interviewed me down here, and I kind of transferred.
With a builder down to Charlotte?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then got laid off again two years later.
Right.
So, like, the story of many people.
Yeah, the home construction industry's got it. I've been through five recessions, you know, and you don't always fare well with them. And once our economy is affected, it blows our industry, just blows it up. I mean, it just destroys portions of it, and so we've all been through there. And Thomas, and you've got a construction background.
Yes, that's all I know, really.
So, give me a little history here. All right, how old are you?
I'll be 44 next month, or a couple months, I guess.
Excuse me. So you're 44 years old, just getting your head out all the way, really. If you get my drift, you know. But you've been in construction. You're 44 years old. Where'd you go to school? In Illinois?
Indiana, Purdue.
Purdue. Purdue. You went to college?
I did. I went to college.
What for?
I'm thankful for a lot of aspects of my college experience. Like, I was in the Purdue All-American Marching Band.
Right. Cool. What'd you play?
A trombone. Still play the trombone.
Okay, I was trombone too, but
we should have brought it.
Yeah.
Trombone's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the Catawba River Winds. What's that? Could have. Wouldn't have liked it, probably.
I can remember on my trombones, the Marines hymn.
Oh, there you go. Hey.
Yeah.
That's good.
So anyway, you went to music. You were a music guy.
I was a music guy, but I graduated with essentially it's a fancy word for business degree. Right. So a Bachelor of Science, and immediately went into building construction. Started actually in the warranty department, and learned how to not build and kind of take things apart and put them back together. Saw what a lack of quality trades is really doing, because, you know, when you take a house apart after it's been sitting there for a few years, you really see the the quality, the workmanship, the lack of I mean, we see it. Even we can walk into a house, can't we, Thomas? We can walk into a house and within 5 or 10 minutes we can mentally determine how the inspection's going to go based on stuff that we see.
Oh, yeah.
The time frame that it was built.
Materials.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always ask when on the phone, a phone interview, one of the questions I ask them, when was your house built? And, you know, and it tells you a great deal for you.
What am I going to run into?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We can open up, an electrical panel, and if it's a hot mess, we know the rest of the house is probably, we're going to
be
quite a few things. But, man, you open up an electrical panel and you can tell they perfectly squared wires. This guy cared about what he was doing.
Isn't it amazing? Even with plumbing, you can see that in the way the pipes are running.
There's some really, that's actually in the construction stuff, as we've been doing more of that lately. I really enjoyed plumbing. There's just kind of a piece to it, you know. And he's really good at spotting plumbing defects.
I started off as plumbing, but I wasn't very good.
Well, what's
at
your
it.
Background, Thomas?
So I was
where are you from originally?
Originally Tennessee and South Carolina.
Gotcha.
Left the accent in Tennessee and I went to Winthrop University down in Rock Hill. Studied technical theater.
And, oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. It was I was told basically go to college, get a piece of paper, and you can do whatever you want.
They told you that, too?
Yeah. Do whatever you want after that.
Yeah, and you did.
Well, I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I guess so. But I very soon after college, got into plumbing, and then I was in the...
got into plumbing in what way?
New construction. Well,
I mean, you mostly, became a plumber. You worked for a plumbing company.
Correct. And that didn't last too long because I was pretty fresh at it, and he was used to not having a helper. So
he was an old codger that couldn't get along with people, basically. Right? Am I right or wrong?
He was extremely good, but. Yeah, he liked his communication had some certain skills, things.
His communication skills were lacking, and he was a bit impatient. I'm just guessing, Thomas.
This is pretty close. Okay. Yeah, if I want to be honest, sure.
Yeah,
but he was also tight. But he was
I
very
grew
good.
Up with a bunch of oh yeah, and like my father was one of those guys. Like, he was an electrician, same guy.
Yeah,
same guy.
So it's kind of like me. I'm used to working on my own, and I like doing things a certain way.
Same guy.
And I can't hire anybody. I can't find anybody because.
You're too
picky.
You
don't do it like I want to do it.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, here's the bottom line to that statement. We've got to teach there, Thomas. We have to teach.
Yeah.
If we don't teach, it's not going to be around. So what you know, and I'm telling you, I hear what you're saying because I'm the same way. I'd rather do it myself. But now, here recently, over the past 3 or 4 years, I'm weaning myself to teach.
I do like teaching, though.
Yeah.
I'll teach you if you want to learn.
If you want to learn.
If you want to learn.
But you get a hold of the right student, they'll want to learn.
Yep.
And if they're not, say, you need to go do something else.
Thomas teaches me sometimes.
Yeah, we all teach each other. Yeah.
That's true.
We all teach you. We learn from each other. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. My brain just
We're talking
fried.
About your plumbing, coming out of the plumbing. I understand. It's hard to keep on track. Your ADHD.
It's right. What you eat, Thomas.
No, it's what we are, Thomas.
It's what we are.
Ain't got nothing to do with what we eat. It's just who we are.
Live it and work with it.
Yeah. But no, you got into plumbing. That didn't last long because you're an impatient boss. And then, you know, I get it.
I did make
a He pissed you fairness, off and you felt he wasn't empowering you.
In fairness, yeah, because there were certain things that I didn't do correctly, but I didn't know that I wasn't doing them correctly because I thought, this is you tighten it down and
sure.
I didn't know how much, and ended up I think flooding a 3-story house on the river and hardwood floors that had just been water sealed.
That's not a good day.
Thank you for not doing that yet.
I'm not going to do that to Matthew. I learned a couple things.
Well, that is how you learn, though. Unfortunately,
but the great thing about Matthew's and my connection here is that he does have that original home builder. From the ground up experience, and I have 25 years of remodeling and repairs and seeing what has gone wrong with these houses over the past 100 years. And absolutely, when you walk into a house and look at the electrical panel, I looked in an electrical panel of, I think it was an 1898 home in downtown New York, and it was knob and tube, which is these single wire asbestos cover things.
There's a few of them in Charlotte. Mm-hmm.
There was a wooden cover to a panel. The electrician had lined it with asbestos, and every line, every wire in there was perfectly straight. I was like, this is going to be a good inspection.
Yeah.
From more than 100 years ago. And it's... But what I was saying, as far as Matthew and I, we have these backgrounds that are very different and very different experience. So we actually works well.
You
meld
together
to be able to,
real well.
Yeah, I can send him a picture and say, "Hey, what's this?" Or he can send me a picture and I say, "Yeah, I've seen that." So it's different perspectives that work really well together and benefit the client.
Well, I see you're on my website, and part of what I believe is a company is a failing forward. Right, because we're gonna fail, and so what I've tried to do is not necessarily say, okay, well, you messed up there, you know, I'm gonna write you up necessarily. It's, hey, we're gonna learn together, because that's how I got to where I'm at. I failed a lot, and
I'm still gonna write you up.
Yeah, no,
Never written you up. Now I'm going to write Danny up if she's listening. No, anyway. No. So I think that that's a lot of people are afraid to fail.
We're teaching our kids that, unfortunately. Yeah. And, you know.
I'm not.
No, and I'm glad you're not.
Yeah.
You know, I did. But our education system is literally teaching kids to.
My kids are 12 and under, yeah. And I have to fight against that because
absolutely.
My kids will get really upset if they don't win something or if they're don't succeed at something and I never want to make them feel bad about not being first place or whatever. I know Ricky Bobby says if you're not first, you're last, but that's not the way we operate. You gotta learn.
Let me reflect on that a minute. I had a 44-year-old gentleman just. 2 days ago, we had this conversation. Now, he's just now getting his hands wet again into the trades. And loves it, by the way. Loves it. Feels great about it. But he told me, he says, Ray, I don't want to be your competition. And I turned around and said, I'm sorry, what? He says, I don't want to be your competition. He says, you'll never compete with me because I don't compete. Competing is not mm-hmm. this industry standard. We've been trained that.
Yeah.
But that's the biggest problem we have is we're competing always.
Yeah.
I got a question on that. Will you win? What do you win? I said, what's in it? You're saying you want to compete. Well, competing is winning or losing, right? So in other words, you and I are going to compete for a job? No way, dude. No way. We're not even in the same ballpark. And that's not arrogance. That's just pure experience mm-hmm. and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never compete. When we started NARI, the National Association of Remodeling Industry of Greater Charlotte, you know, the whole concept of the first couple of years in that, we were a bunch of remodelers. In theory, we were competitors. But in reality, we learned to be comrades.
Mm-hmm.
We learned to meld together and be the professionals we are. And I'll be the best version of me I can be. You do the same thing, and we're all good at what we do. I've walked away from jobs on the first visit and said, you don't need me here. You don't need me. You've got two great guys you can pick from. Really, you don't even need both them. You can pick him or him and be great. You know, there is no competition. If it's competing, it's about price.
Yeah.
And if you buy on price, you're making a mistake right there.
Oh, my gosh. We could do a whole hour on that.
Yeah.
I believe in a rising tide raises all ships.
Yeah.
And
we're in together.
I love one of the things I love to do is help train other home inspectors to do pre-drywall home inspections. That's a service that we offer. That's
in new construction, isn't it?
It is.
Or remodeling at that
is.
Point.
The scary thing I would say is that no state that I know of, especially not North or South Carolina, neither of them require any additional training, certification, or whatnot to do pre-drywall inspections. So if you have a license to do home inspections, you can go and do a pre-drywall inspection. But I know for a fact, being in the builder world, there were a lot of home inspectors that showed up that didn't know what they were looking at, didn't know how to read plans, you know, called out, you know, stupid stuff that didn't have anything to do with the house. And what I love to do is bring the whole industry up. And I love meeting with other home inspectors, and if they're listening, I'd love to be able to go to a pre-drywall inspection with them and help them to read the plans and show them what I was taught and how to do a frame check. Because that's really you can do a lot more phase inspections, but the majority of people will hire us to do pre-drywall. And
can you share with me some of the things you're seeing? Pretty normally now. I mean,
broken trusses in every house. I mean, missing studs where there's supposed to be additional, you know, king or jack studs.
Right.
I mean, every single house has something, and usually they have multiple things. And we get this question all the time: which is the best home builder? Who should I build with? There is no such thing, custom or otherwise. But you show me the superintendent and their experience, but even on top of that, show me how many houses they're being required to run. When I was with one of the builders, I had 30 to 40 houses at a time that I was running in four different communities, in three different co-jurisdictions, and one of them was an hour drive to get to one way. And so me being knowledgeable, me being in, you know, a person of integrity and wanting to do a good job, ask me how many times I was able to get into all 30 houses in one day.
No way.
Never.
That ain't gonna happen.
Never. And so it's not necessarily...
Logistically, it's darn near impossible.
It's not a builder problem. It's a system problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's the same with code enforcement. I remember talking to a code enforcement official one time, and I said, "You got a long day today?" "Yeah, I got 45 more to look at." How are you going to get to 45 inspections? Well, I know, because they're going to come into the job site, and people think that they're protected by code officials, and I'm not here to bash anybody. Just telling the truth. It's the reality. You walk into the code enforcement official walks into the house. "Yep, studs are here. Frame check passed." Never picks up the plans. I shouldn't say never. Very, very rarely. In the smaller jurisdictions, you may get a good inspection, but we're there at a minimum for 4 hours to do a pre-drywall inspection. Minimum. Even as a superintendent, they said, "Hey, you should probably try to get this done in a couple of hours. Make sure you're in and out." And people just don't have the time. And so...
That's a system problem. It's multiple systems. I can't blame, just like I don't blame teachers. For the education process.
Exactly.
It's not on them. They have nothing to do with it. They're told what to do and the way to do it. Same thing with a code enforcement officer. He's got 45 houses.
Yep.
Okay, getting to those 30 houses. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the number is. Mm-hmm. Getting to them is one thing. But then you need to inspect it when you get there. Now, if you got to crawl... Here's a biggie. You got to crawl in a crawl space...
Inspectors do not crawl in crawl spaces, and they do not walk on roofs.
Thank you for saying that. That was my point.
That's an insurance issue.
I know.
Yeah.
But yet... yeah. Yet, and I know... When I do a vent for a downdraft range, an inspector ain't going to get in there and look at it. Now, does that tell me I'm going to have to take shortcuts? No, not at all.
How many times have we had a dryer vent that's not connected underneath the house?
Well, no, more times than you could count. Probably as much as anything you've ever seen wrong, right?
It wasn't too long ago I inspected a house that had a downdraft range. And, of course, I test it.
Sure.
I turn it on.
Absolutely.
Guess what happens? The cabinet doors open underneath.
Blows it
out. There is no vent at all.
Right. It's blowing into the
cabinet. On a slab, there is no vent.
On a slab. Oh, no vent. Down in TK, I went down. They had a downdraft. And I went in the basement. Never been hooked up. The house was there 18 years.
Guess where that bacon grease is going?
In your crawl space.
Mm.
Yeah. Or the odor and the residue, yep. Yes.
Delicious.
Absolutely. I mean, the stuff I see, you know, and... But you don't know.
Well, back to code enforcement, I try to tell stories that will almost scare people, because people, for whatever reason, and I think that it's expectations, and I don't want to throw realtors under the bus, but I think that there's a lot of expectation setting that needs to happen when it comes to buying and selling or building a property. You need a lot for a couple $1,000s to be able to purchase your property. It's not a free. And if you live in the country, you need a lot for $3,000 or $4,000 because you need to do all the extra inspections, well and septic.
Let's stop there a minute on well and septic. You know, a lot of people don't have their wells checked for purity.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, biological debris, you might say. Why wouldn't you do that? People call me through the years, say, "Ray, do I need a water filter system?" "I don't know, do you?" "What do you mean? Have you had your water tested?" "Well, no."
"That's $200 or $300. I don't want to spend that money."
I said, if you're going to buy a filter system, what are you filtering? If you don't know what impurities are in your water, how can you buy the right filtration system?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't tell me that. No, they're not, because they're trying to sell you a whole house system. This is about money. It ain't got nothing to do with your water, unfortunately. But yet it does. So if you don't have your water tested, do y'all test water?
We do.
See? You test the water, especially from a well. What's wrong with you? You know, now you're going to buy a whole house water filtering system. Well, test your water first so you know what you're...
You live in an old house, you definitely want to test the water because the lead can leach out from the soldering joints and stuff. Just you never know what's in older houses.
You need to know these things.
Yeah, and we found I found nickel in well water once.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Just, that's like, wow.
Yeah.
You never know.
And you these are things, especially in rural America, that you need to know. And your septic tank system. When's the last time it was pumped out? When's the last time it surfaced? How old is it? You know, what kind
of... Your septic system should be pumped out every 3 to 5 years, depending on the size of your family. Your well should be tested every year.
Yep.
To make sure, because the presence of E. coli coliform builds up and will rebuild up because it's natural groundwater and it needs to be typically shocked or cleaned. There's a lot of things that are radon inspections. We do those. Radon they recommend every year. Because
I'm not
radon,
a radon fan, but that's all. That's just Ray Terry talking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it definitely exists.
My uncle died yesterday. Well, he died of radon. Never heard that. Never heard it.
Yeah, it is the second leading cause of lung cancer. 20,000 people a year die of radon poisoning.
Yeah. But they don't talk about it.
They don't, but
it doesn't
matter if it's new or old or on a crawl space, whatever.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, Freedom Home Services in the house talking home inspection. And you're a contractor. We're going to talk about that, too.
We're a contractor.
What are you contracting for? You do it, Carrie, or we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
704-227-8986. You're listening to Fox Sports Charlotte about your house right here every week. Come on back. We'll be here.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
All righty, welcome back. I got Freedom Home Services in the house. You know, talking home inspections. Just, as a home inspector, you know, I got to ask you this. You know Preston?
Yes.
I knew you did. I didn't even say Sandlands because I knew you'd know.
Everybody knows who Preston is, and if you're a home inspector.
Yeah. First time I had him on the show, I had him on with another home inspector, and their egos were big as Texas, both of them. Because Preston, when he was a little younger, his ego was out of control. We talked about it openly. And it's funny how I've watched Preston grow up in being more of what he is.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Very, he's great.
Great marketer.
Oh, yeah.
Great marketer.
Yeah, he could write a book on marketing. Probably sure. Will.
Yeah, probably.
And I got to elaborate on this about Preston, if you know Preston. He's probably one of the most talented, creative men I know. He's an artist. He's a great father, a great community man. He gives so much to the community and everything. Not that you guys don't or anybody else, but Preston's just an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. And now he's taking welding.
Oh, that's
his new venture. He's taking welding.
I'd love to do welding.
Oh, yeah. He bought an old bicycle, tore it completely apart, repainted it for his wife, and put flowers all over and stuff. Just a creative guy. Mm-hmm. I love artistic, you know. But in construction, most of the construction people are basically artists. They're just frustrated artists, and they don't know how to, you know, manifest it, so to speak. Wouldn't you agree, Thomas?
I agree. Absolutely.
You know, because your critical thinking comes in. And this is back behind put tools in schools. Because when you learn to use tools in your hands and your mind, it's amazing what happens. Just amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You do one thing and just, well, I can do that. I can do this. I can do this.
Which may be why I ended up in the construction industry, because I was a theater major, a music minor, and I took 15 hours of ceramics because I enjoyed it. And
therapy.
All of that art and just what I come up with, the final product, and it doesn't matter if I'm inspecting or remodeling, it's all an art to me.
And it's the same thing. People say, well, what's the difference between that and that? Nothing, the tools.
Yep.
The only difference is the tools.
Yep.
The critical thinking, the imagination, the creativity, it's all in there, no matter what you do. That's why I think we're cheating our kids by not providing those opportunities. Because the happiness and the inspiration they get from being empowered is phenomenal.
I took my oldest son, Caleb, a few months back now. I took him to a small job we were doing where we needed to install a vapor barrier in a, you know.
In a crawl.
A crawl space. And, I mean, nobody wants to go in a crawl space.
Oh, sure.
But
I love
my son, I think he was nine at the time, he loved it.
Yeah.
One, it was spending time with dad, which is great, but like he absolutely loved it. And it was awesome to have him because I could be like, hey, buddy, go over there, take it over, you know, and I didn't have to go all over the place.
Oh, no, he loved it.
Fit in all the little places. And,
right.
Man, they love it. It's the experiential learning, I think, is something that we don't have much anymore. You know, they don't have shop class in schools anymore.
That's right.
I loved shop class. It was great. I got to do
best fun I ever had.
Yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
That and art.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
You loved art anytime.
I mean, if you saw my garage, there's one section that's pottery.
Right.
The whole pottery studio.
You got killed?
I've got two kilns.
I figured this one.
There are two wheels in there. I've got a slab roller, hand building, whatever. Because one of my kids is studying to be an art teacher.
Okay, cool.
But then I also have a forge because that same child got into forging.
Metal. Awesome.
Then
can he weld?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
There.
I've got my youngest son is interested in welding.
Yeah.
But I have had a welder, borrowed a welder, and done some welding in my garage. And then,
right.
I've got my other son. He went to school for business for about a year. And then he decided gunsmithing was what he wanted to do. So
that's awesome.
So now there's a workbench in the garage.
I just met his mother 3 weeks ago, and he's going to go into gunsmithing. And I says,
yeah,
what a great career.
He loves it.
Yeah. And those are the niche careers. If your child gravitates to something, let him go.
Yep.
Let him go.
And they will make a killing. Because there's
no,
I mean, I've heard it said that if there was a young person, a high school grad that decided to get an apprenticeship with one of the trades, and they went out and started their own business, they'd be a multimillionaire before they're 30.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's such a demand. If you know what you're doing and can do business.
I will say this. If you're going to go to school for any kind of education and you tend to want to work with your hands, get a business class in business management. The one thing that I wish I was better at was money, because I never charged enough. I never put myself on high enough up on the food chain, and I got paid less than what I deserved. Mm-hmm. Always. That's on me.
Yep.
I'm not blaming anybody. You wanted to do the right thing by people, and so you gave them a lesser price. And those days are out the window. Although I still help people, and I will continue to, for free. Some people, I'll go to the house, and they say, what do I owe you? I said, nothing. I didn't do nothing. But yet, in actuality, I did a lot, because whatever I came here for, I gave you the answer.
Yep.
You know. But business is a key factor. And business, I mean, if you're going to be in business, know about business. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's the one thing that I would highly recommend to any kid, entrepreneur, the big buzzword today.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't mean college either.
Yeah, you don't have to go for your college.
No. You don't have to.
Just take the classes you need.
Just take the classes
York
you
Tech,
need.
York Tech, CPCC.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. CPCC is great for that. Mm-hmm. Perfect school for that. You know, and you don't have to go get a degree. You don't have to have a piece of paper even. You have to have knowledge. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power.
I was talking with somebody yesterday, actually, financial person who has done
very well for himself. And
sure.
And he said, the problem with education is that we're, and this is not an education show, but getting back to figuring out how to learn what you want to do and get it done right. The problem with education is that we're not actually teaching what the kids need to know. And then we, you know, he said, to do what I do, which he's in finance, he's like, to do what I do, you don't need to go to college to do it. And I was like, you know, if I wanted to go to do finance, I would find somebody in finance and say, hey, can you,
right?
Can you train me?
Sure.
And I wouldn't need a degree to actually
a mentor.
Learn because most of the stuff that you learn is on the job. Mm-hmm. It's not in school.
Yeah,
I know. That's the reality of life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We learn through doing. Excuse me. You'll never learn a computer until you get on a computer and learn it. Right?
You're never qualified to do a job until you're done.
That's right.
I think this past year, some life circumstances happened, and I just was kind of reflecting on how I was brought up and education and everything. And I think that one of the big problems is that you're asked to define who you are and what you want to be so early on in life. You know, even in elementary or middle school, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, and that with my kids, it changes every week. And I think that's beautiful. I think that too many people get into school and then they're asked, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then when they get maybe middle age, they have a midlife crisis because what they're doing, they're not really fulfilled by it anymore. And I think that what people should realize is that it's okay to reinvent yourself and to, I didn't go to school to be a home inspector. To be quite honest, I hated home inspectors. Hated them.
I know why. I know why you hated home inspectors, and I'm glad you hit that note right there. Because you were in construction.
Yeah, exactly.
You were taught, and the enemy was stupid home inspectors. Yeah. Oh, have we had that conversation in my life?
Yeah.
My brother and me, we did not like home inspectors.
Yeah.
And why? Excuse me, folks. I'm sorry. I got this tickle, and it won't go away. And why? Because y'all found things most, and I don't want to say this, but, and you've alluded to this, you got home inspectors out there that do not have any business being a home inspector. And they're writing up stuff where they're just crazy. And it costs people money when you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with home inspection, you know. And being that you have a construction background makes you a much better home inspector because of where you came from. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I've done so many repairs for home inspections.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
why I didn't want to become a home inspector.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I looked down on them because I'm like, well, these comments are stupid. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I did go through this kind of a midlife crisis, and it was, you know, I turned 50 and recently and kind of figured out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's going to be home inspecting, but I'm here and I'm doing it for, I love it. And
that's right. You love it. It's key thing.
I do.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about it, folks, next hour. You're listening to About Your House. We got to take a top of the hour break here. I got Freedom Home Services in the house. Thomas Murray, Matthew Query. And more to talk about. So tune in. Go get you grab you another cup of coffee. Come on back and join us for hour number 3 coming up right here About Your House, Fox Sports Charlotte. Download the free app. Stream us live. By far the best way to hear us. Talk to you next hour.
Grab another cup of coffee and join us for Hour 3 with Matthew Query and Thomas Murray of Freedom Home Services, continuing the conversation on home inspections and remodeling. About Your House is brought to you in part by AC Construction, located on 311 South Polk Street in Pineville. Seeing is believing, so go in there and check them out. They'll take care of you. Also,
A Bachelor House is brought to you in part by Carolina Foundation Solutions. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. And also brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org, changing kids' lives one tool at a time. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with us as we spread a little love. And now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
The older I get, the more I think. You only get a minute, better live while you're in it, 'cause it's gone in a blink. And the older I get, the truer it is. It's the people you love, not the money and the stuff, that makes you rich. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get, the fewer friends I have. But you don't need a lot when the ones that you've got have always got your back. And the older I get, the better I am. And knowing when to give and when to just not give a damn. And if they found a fountain of you, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get. Laughed and cried, souvenirs and little signs.
All right, welcome back. Little Alan Jackson there. Freedom Home Services in the house, talking home inspections and just construction in general. And, you know, due to your background and you plumbing, because you've seen the guts of a house as a plumber, you know, how long did you work in plumbing?
Unfortunately, it was only about a year before.
Well, a year's a lot when you're out there every day.
Yeah.
You know, you learn some good and some bad. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the trades. Once you get in the trades, be it electrical, plumbing, HVAC, drywall, carpentry, I don't care what it is, you learn other trades. You'll learn a portion of it. And you can gravitate and move. You know, you can go sideways, so to speak. You know, I like that electrical stuff. I think I'd like to be an electrician. Go for it. You know, it's wide open. There has never been more opportunity, never, in my 54 years of construction like there is right now.
Yeah.
You know, now you got to hunt and peck and, you know, kind of navigate your way through the crap, because there's a lot of crap out there. But once, if you get around that and you stick to your code of ethics and your integrity and your values, if you've got some, and if you don't even go there. Because you've got to have the essential foundation to be a good businessman in the trades. Mm-hmm. Got to. And you got to want to do it right. And one of the things I concentrate on or see in workers, if you're always talking about money, you're not there for the right reasons. If it's all about the money, it ain't going to work. It never will, never has. And people say, you're crazy. That's what you do it for. It might be what you get paid for, but that's not what you do it for. Does it make any sense?
100%.
You know, and I tell kids this in high school, and they look at me and call me crazy. Well, you got to have money. I never said you didn't. I never said you didn't need money. My brother's criticized me. He says, you got something against money, right? No, I do not. Not at all. I love it, just like everybody. But that's not the reason for doing it. Yeah, I get paid. We all get paid, right? But if you do a good job, right, then the money comes. People want to pay you, right?
Well, usually.
To get on
that topic a little bit, it's tough in the home inspection industry because we talked about rising tide raises all ships earlier. It's really tough because you do have guys, and I was new at once, and so I charged, you know, I didn't know my worth, and so I charged a small fee, but we inspect thousands of components in a house and systems and spend a significant amount of time, and the amount of money that we're actually paid, we actually have something in our contract that basically says, hey, if you know, we recommend a full invasive inspection because we're not allowed to be invasive in anything that we do. We can't take stuff apart outside of what a homeowner couldn't do normally. But a full invasive inspection of a house is going to run you about $3,500.
Right.
To bring in all the trades, engineers, all the things.
If you want that.
Yeah.
You offer it.
Yeah. And our average inspection fee is about $650. Depends on the size of the house. Obviously, it fluctuates quite a bit.
What's the bottom drawer cost?
Bottom, I mean, I think we...
$350, $400?
$350, $400.
That's what I would guess, yeah.
But to be charged that amount for the amount of stuff we're responsible for, and then after we get the questions, and questions are fine, but, you know, the AC was working when we were there, and now it's not when we moved in a month later, and we're expected to be responsible for something like that. I mean, we can do it to the best of our ability, but... maybe the house is still being lived in. And so the people price shop, and it's unfortunate that they put a value on services based on what we're – you 110% get what you pay for.
Yep.
And so doing home inspections now for 8 years, thousands of inspections, I don't care as much. If you don't want to pay for our services – I mean, there are other people that are less expensive, but you're going to get what you pay for. I know what we offer. I know the value of what we offer. I know how good Thomas and I do as inspectors and what we care about, and I know how we deliver the final product. I know all those things, and so if we can't do it, and Danny does a great job of promoting that up front, and we've got some systems that are put in place to kind of show our unique value proposition, but... people still price shop us all the time.
They will, and I understand that. But, you know, just like every service, you get, like you said, and I said, you get what typically you get what you pay for. Yep. And there are exceptions to that. They're few and far between. But, you know, you get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. And if you want quality, if you're looking... Now, those people that price shop you, they just have to have a home inspection to make their deal work. And they're looking, sometimes. And that's majority of the time, that's why they're price shopping.
Unfortunately, you're not required to have a home inspection. You're required to have an appraisal if you're getting a mortgage. But like
now, let's say that one more time, because people, it's just like venting a kitchen.
Yeah,
with vents are not required by code. You don't have to get your house inspected. It's not a rule. Now, if you're hiring a realtor. Oh, believe me, they're going to talk to you about it because it's in favor of the realtor and the sale of the house. They can supposedly sell it quicker and better knowing. Is that kind of the concept?
That, we were kind of talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Pre-listing inspections, some realtors, again, they don't want to know what's in the house because then they have to sell it with the stuff that they know about. It's exposed. But... the realtors that I like to work with aren't afraid of the nasty stuff that's in a home because they can use it as a part of the sale, either They can come
either
in
for or against. Either
they
way.
Can we
if you know up front, you're going to find out eventually anyway.
I agree 100%.
So if you get a home inspection before you sell your house, you're going to sell your house for $500,000, and you're going to pay a home inspector $600 to come in and inspect it, and you're going to know everything up front before you list your house. What needs doing? What can I take care of? What can I put some green check marks on and say, I've done this, and what are the things I can look at and say, I don't want to do that, and let me price my house accordingly. And
then when you get to the bottom line.
When you get to the conversation of back and forth of how much, you know, the offer is and all that, you can say, yeah, I've already figured that in. Right. I knew that about the house.
Sure.
I've paid $800 to not lose that $10,000 because I already figured that in.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's all about the bottom line. If you get a home inspection, or like myself, when I sold that property, I told you, that fixer-upper, there were no home inspections. There weren't any repairs to be done. The house was to be sold as is. It's not even be discussed. You can have any home inspection you want. You can pay for it. You can have, you know, but whatever you do, I don't care. You're going to sell it as is, and this is the price. It's not going down. It's not going up.
Even if you sell as is, it's a great idea to have a home inspection because
that's what you choose.
We're coming in to create a punch list. Okay, we know we're buying an as is house, but how bad is it really? Or.
Well, mine was so bad they tore it down.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And that's kind of what I knew, yeah. That the realtor's going to sit there and argue with you. No! Read my lips. As is. Mm-hmm. And I knew what they were going to do to the house. So I didn't even want, why go to, anyway.
Yep.
You get the idea.
Yep.
But inspections on houses, they can be good and they can be bad, you know, either way. But I agree if you're, especially in the Charlotte market.
And you always need a new construction inspection by a third party. Always. Doesn't matter the
That's
builder.
That's new construction.
New construction.
How many builders y'all work for?
We don't work for any builders.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah.
I made a new rule, too. Ray don't work for no builders either anymore. I'm done. Why? People say, why won't you? You got to play by all the rules.
Yeah.
I ain't playing by all the rules.
And we actually...
They want too much stuff.
We do get recommended by some superintendents or some builders, but that's because we don't come in and we don't kill their deal. We don't come in and throw the builder under the bus.
Right.
We come in and say, hey, here's this list of things. This is really, really common for what we find in every house. It's not speaking any negative about your builder because people be freaked out once you say the word structure because that's most of the stuff that we find in a pre-drywall. It's not saying anything bad about your builder. They've got other things that they're focused on as far as like all these other families that they're serving. Everything can be fixed. This is the best time to do it. Before you actually own the home, there's leverage there. And even if the builder decides we're not going to fix that stuff because the builder is not required to fix our things in the home inspection, it is, and I don't, might get in trouble for saying this, but it's kind of like an insurance policy, right? If you have an issue with something that we discovered pre-closing and it's past any sort of warranty, and you can tie it back to that item that we found, I can't see any court of law saying builder's not responsible for that. You know, it's something to protect you. The builder says, no, we're not going to fix that. That's not within our standards or whatever. You've still got it in writing that this is what we found.
Sure.
A lot of the stuff that I write up has come from my warranty experience. You know, I've seen that this has leaked in the past. You should keep an eye on this area. You know, it's not necessarily in a code book. We're not code inspectors.
No. That's smart.
Yeah. Yeah. There's statutes in our standards of practice that say essentially if you're going to cite code, you have to write code throughout the entire report, and it has to be the code that was used by that jurisdiction at the time the house was built.
And that really complicates it tremendously.
Yeah.
It's just like sometimes, and this is, I'm going to just throw this out there, and it gets me. All the codes written today pertain to all the houses built in yesteryear. That ain't right. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me the code in a 1942 built house has to be current code. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy. You can't bring that house up, but you have to bring it up to this. You have to. Well, who's the gauge of that? How far? How much? You know what I'm talking about. And that's that gets crazy.
Building code is actually a bare minimum for how to build a home. Bare minimum.
Right.
Yeah. Most building code points to manufacturer recommendations.
Yep.
And that's what you want to build. That's what we inspect to, is manufacturer recommendations.
Right.
So I was going to say, if I was a builder and my client had a home inspection, I would love it. Because if I've got 30 homes I've got to look at, now I've got a list for this one home. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly what I need to do, and I check off the things. It's not look what you did wrong, look what you did wrong. It's more of the builders and the way we write the reports is, let us help you out.
Yeah, the superintendent's not building the house. They're managing it.
Right.
They're not project managers.
Exactly.
We're not there to throw anybody under the bus. Yep. We just want to provide, it's providing a benefit for both the client and the builder.
So y'all inspect new homes in real estate deals?
Oh, yeah.
Brand new homes.
Oh, yeah.
What are some, and I've asked you this kind of before, but I didn't direct it to new homes per se, but I got to take a break. So I'm going to take a break, but the question's going to be, what are the common things you see in new homes, you know, when you do an inspection? I want to know the answer to that, because there's a lot of new homes in Charlotte. A lot of new homes. And just because they're new, don't mean they're all right, as we will talk about when we get back with Freedom Home Services. Come on back. You're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte. Come back and let's talk some more. 704-227-8986. Welcome back. I get carried away on breaks talking. Got Freedom Home Services. We talked about before the break. Tune us in on About Your House Radio's Facebook page every Saturday. We're streaming live. I ask you, what are some common things you find on new home construction that are run pretty consistently?
Sections of the attic that don't have any insulation. Seen that quite a few. few times.
Right.
Leaks.
Broken trusses.
Broken trusses, like pretty much every house.
Yeah. Plumbing that doesn't slope downhill.
You mean poor drains, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah, I think
sanitary waste.
We did a pre-drywall, and I think it made about five turns, and there wasn't any slope in that, just trying to get around stuff. I'm like, my stuff is not going to make it through there.
Right.
I don't care what it is. It's toilet drain, but it's not going to make all those turns
right.
on a level surface. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that.
And that's code requires fall.
They're not going to get on the ladder and measure with a
level.
Level.
Sure.
So.
Those are the most common things you see. Plumbing, broken trusses,
yeah,
attic issues.
Pre-drywall, missing king studs. You know, you say you've got, you know, two jacks, two kings, and you'll only have one king on each side of an opening.
Or major supports getting transferred from the above the subfloor, and then you go in the crawl space and there's nothing supporting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, girder beams often at least have one spot that they're not properly supported by the...
They're not touching the piers or
they're
whatever.
Not touching the pier. Yep. And so, you know, that is that a major issue? No, but it's going to cause some issues over time.
We're settling issues,
and then
yes.
people are going to wonder why their wall's cracking. I actually worked with a friend. She actually just texted me. It's funny. I went over to her house because she was having some cracking and just wanted me to look. And I'm not an engineer, but I kind of know how houses are put together and where load points are and whatnot. And I just did some rough, you know, tape measuring inside the house. And I told her, I said, I believe that your piers may be improperly placed. I think that they're, you know, at least a foot, if not more, off of where this one point is. And
sure.
I think that your house may have unduly settled. Not going to fall down, but I think that may be why you're having some sloping here and whatnot. Long story short, it turned out that I was right. She hired an engineer, and she called the builder. The builder came out with their own engineer, would not share the engineering report with her. All they would tell her is that they wanted to put crack monitors on the cracks to see if they moved. So I advised her to hire her own engineer. Her own engineer came out and said 100%. This load is not being carried properly, and now she's going to be able to get that stuff fixed. But
right.
there are things like that that, again, it's code enforcement. They don't come in and check where the piers are. They don't check the load bearing points and the different things like that. You've got to have those plans, and you got to have the time to be able to do it. So,
really, inspecting a house properly takes a lot of time.
It does.
Not reflecting on any body or any position in the code enforcement. They don't have the time.
They don't have the manpower.
That is the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They don't have the manpower to put in these things. And therein lies another problem in our industry. Who's going to do this inspection and this trade work? Who's going to do it?
I think with a lot of things in life, a good marrying of public and private, you know, you look at the United States postal system and you've got, you know, FedEx and UPS, you know, one is good for one thing, but the others have kind of come in to help. It's the same way with code enforcement. Code enforcement is necessary.
It is necessary.
It does hold contractors to a higher standard. Because you can be found out and you can lose your license. But also having a home inspection done is a great way to kind of bridge that gap, because you have hundreds, if not thousands, of home inspectors, hundreds in this area for sure, that can come in and help to bridge that gap and spend the time. Even if they don't spend as much time, it's still more than the code enforcement official is able to do. So...
Well, I want to compliment both of you, okay, because I don't like home inspectors, typically.
It's because we're really good looking.
I'm just telling the truth. And Thomas, neither one of you have both of y'all have had your periods in your careers where neither one of you liked home inspectors for the same reasons I don't, typically. However, it's a necessary part of our industry, and it's... To get a good home inspector is like getting a good carpenter, electrician, or any other tradesman. They're not all the same. Now, I've picked a few of them, you being one, And Preston Sandlin, another guy. Preston's come in here and did guest hosting, and he maybe do it again. Heck, I'll call on you to do it. And you and Thomas can come in here and have a big old time. But the point is, home inspectors are not all the same. There's good ones and there's bad ones. And there again, I think part of the reasons they're good and the bad is for what they're being used for. Right? So y'all, now speaking of what y'all do, you're home inspectors. What's that mean? What all do y'all inspect? Give the listeners here an idea of what all services you perform. Now you see, but I will clear some up here. You got a North Carolina or South Carolina GC?
I have South Carolina residential builder. GC is commercial. I do not do commercial.
Well, okay, but you got a residential construction license, yes, in South Carolina.
Correct.
Do you build anything?
I'm currently building a screened-in porch, so nothing big. More remodeling. We opened up a wall and roofed some load-bearing walls recently and put in a 14-foot LVL and changed some stuff. So, you know.
Smaller stuff.
But let me be clear. There are two separate companies, but even with that, we do not do work on houses that we inspect.
You're a third party person, and you're not conflict of interest.
Well, even we maybe could skirt the gray line, and with it being two different companies, but we don't. So in South Carolina, it's a year before you can work in the house that you inspected. North Carolina doesn't have an end date, unfortunately, but I don't.
And that creates the problem.
Yeah.
So they create their own work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Like many other. Do y'all work with a foundation company or companies in all of your work, like Carolina Foundation Solutions, or there are others, but that's the only one I want to bring
up. So on my website, I actually have a partners page of people that we have either personally used or that I have, worked with in the past of, you know, being in this industry, in this area, for, you know, I guess almost 20 years or so. And so people will ask us, who's a good company to work with? We have some people that we do refer. We don't get anything from it. It's just rising tide raises all ships.
Sure.
Yeah, we just want people to call people, you know.
Right. That are good and dependable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're a contractor and you get a phone call, do the courtesy and just call people back. Because even if you can't take the work, find another reputable contractor that you can help and refer business to, you know.
That right there's business 101.
Yeah, I've got it. I mean, Jeff, who commented earlier, he's one of my good friends. He owns a competing home inspection company, and I will refer business to him as well as another guy in the area, because I've seen their work. I know they do a good job. We get referrals from some other home inspector companies, especially for pre-drywalls. It's not the competition is there's. I don't have competitors.
That's what we talked about earlier in the show. Competition is not the right mind of thinking in this industry we're in.
I want clients to be served.
We
want to
be the best we can be. The best we can be.
Yeah. Whether they use me or not, I want them to be served if they call us. I had a guy call me a couple years ago that said, "Hey, do you do XYZ?" And I said, "No, I actually don't. But here's a couple of names that you can call." And he said, "Well, what do you do?" And I said, "We do home inspections." "Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, I'm going to save your information and I'm going to give you a call whenever I do." I mean, and maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But I've sowed a good seed and I know that.
Well, you gave.
I gave.
You gave. Yeah. All we got to do is give.
Yeah.
To receive, you must give.
That's right.
To serve. And, you know, back to the real Thomas, your artistry. Your artistry,
yes.
Your artisan,
yes.
Area, your pottery. You still into pottery?
Yes.
What's your favorite? I know you got a favorite little area.
I do, actually. So I used to own a brewery, and this getting back into pottery is where it came from, the brewery, because I started learning how much there was to tasting, and I started making glassware for tasting, whether it's beer, wine, coffee, tea. I love tasting things, and I wanted the mechanics of the physics of getting the glass to your mouth and how your mouth
perceives what's coming into it to think about all that less.
Well, ain't you
focus
special.
On the test more. Focus on the taste more.
Right.
So your body is. Yeah.
So you made pottery for that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I got a friend. You know, I ask, you know, in my friendships a lot about my friends. Okay, what do you do? What do you live? And she has these things on the wall. I said, who did that? She said, I did. She said, that's pottery, man. I love pottery. And then I saw, noticing, looking around and seeing various things of pottery everywhere. And she said, I made that. And she said, that's the greatest therapy I have. She said, I can get in the studio pottery place, whatever y'all call that place, you know, and she's for days. I could stay there for days. And I said, really? She said, that's therapy.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. You do that in other ways.
Yep.
You just don't apply it to that particular art, do you?
Right.
It's details.
Yeah, it's details. Well, it's creativity.
We are concerned about the details in home inspections, and he can bring that.
Yes, details is, that's art. Details, you know.
Yep.
And you
to take something normal like this plastic cup and say, well, if you shape it a little bit differently, you won't get this hard edge on your lip and on your tongue, and the water will flow right into your mouth. And there are all sorts of little things that I think about, not only with this, but when inspecting or when I'm doing repairs or remodeling. There's all sorts of little things that when I walk into a house, it's a non-invasive inspection that we talked about, visual only. We do open panels and stuff like that are normally openable. But when we walk into a house, we can't see behind the walls, but I know what's there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I know how she pays to do an infrared inspection.
Yes, we can do that too.
Well, infrared's a great inspection. I'm going to tell
you
a lot.
You can't still see behind the wall, but
you can see the results of what's behind the wall.
Exactly. There's a lot of
hot, cold
information
area.
There.
You know.
So yeah, it's paying attention to the details, but also, you know, how can I do this better? And we were talking about one of the breaks. We were talking about, you know, being lazy and how bad that is. Well, I'm actually kind of lazy, but that laziness brings out efficiencies in me. So,
well, you've learned what not to do to create a better flowing job.
Right. I'm not lazy because I just don't want to do things. I want to do it, but I want to do it the easiest, lazy way possible. The easiest way, the most efficient, the most effective, and, you know, bring in my artistic details to it as well.
Right. Gang kids?
3.
How old?
16, actually just turned 19 today, and 20.
Happy birthday. Who is it?
Finn.
Finn?
Yep.
Happy birthday, Finn. 19 today?
19.
That's awesome. Have you given your kids any of you?
Yes.
Come on there, Tommy.
Any of me?
You know, like, what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. Have they picked up on any of your artistic?
Oh, yeah, every one of them.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Finn's in the studio. Doing, you know, home from college.
Yeah, he's a forger.
Yeah.
He's the forger.
Forger and then pottery and, yeah.
Boys, girls, what?
Two boys and a girl.
All right, where's the girl fit? Oldest, youngest, middle?
Middle, yeah.
Okay, cause she's the middlest.
Yep.
She's probably the most creative.
Yes.
Actually. Ah, I begged it, didn't I?
Yes.
The middlest kids are always gifted.
My oldest is doing the gunsmithing.
Yeah.
And he's extremely detailed. More detailed than me.
You have to be.
Thank God he is.
Right.
But, you know, in finishing, and he's always paying attention to details. And I love looking at my kids and seeing what parts of me.
That's good. Makes you proud, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. And what are they going to do? Are they all going?
Gunsmithing and art education.
Right.
And then the youngest, 16, he's 10th grade going into 11th in high school. And he's in the automotive and automation.
Okay, cool.
Engineering. Yeah.
Little technology on top of automotive.
So he loves cars and he's looking forward to doing something with that.
And it's wide open.
Although he also talks about working on as an airplane mechanic and a wind turbine engineer. And so
his brain's in the right place. Yeah. He's on the right trajectory, you know. Yep.
And he's going to do much better than I did.
I appreciate you sharing that. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, because kids are amazing. And yours?
Yeah, 12, 10, 8, and 4.
You got 4?
I got 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
All right.
I just figured out how that happens, so.
Yeah.
You got the water fixed.
You got the water fixed.
got that repaired.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. So you got 4.
Girl, boy.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Kids are amazing. Yes. Just to all the parents out there, just listen to them. Talk to them. Talk to them, not down to them.
You know, the best thing I figured out is I'm a single dad, and I would...
Got the kids with you, or you split it up?
It was half the time, half and half. 50.
Okay, cool.
But every time I'd pick my son up, my youngest up from school, he would say, "What are we having for dinner?" And being a single dad and working and trying to figure out where... This is before I was being a home inspector, and I was trying to figure out where things are coming from, and I'm like, I haven't even thought about what's in the fridge, much less what we're having for dinner, and that's 3 hours away. What are you talking about? So eventually I said, "What do you want to have for dinner?" And then he would decide what he wanted, and we'd make it. And then a lot of times I would kind of pull him in and help him make it. He really has enjoyed it and likes cooking. So now when I come home after doing 2 5-hour inspections, I'm sitting down writing reports, and he's in there, just walks into the kitchen, makes whatever he wants, and there's enough for me and whoever is in the house. And it's not just burgers and fries in the air fryer. He's pulling spices out and mixing up stuff out of the refrigerator and vegetables and meats and just making a mess of the kitchen. And it's awesome.
Whether you know it or not, that's creativity at its finest.
Absolutely.
There's culinary skills that are very artistic. I love cooking. Okay, always have. And my big challenge, and I encourage any parent to encourage their kids in the kitchen, because there's a lot of parents today don't know how to cook. Well, encourage your kids to cook. The creativity behind, they're going to burn some stuff. Yeah, they're going to screw up some stuff. But we talked about it earlier. That's where you learn.
Yeah,
man. I'd like to have a dollar for every pancake I burnt in my life, you know?
I'm not a huge fan of social media because of how much time it takes away from living where you are in life.
Sure.
But my kids will send me things that they want to do, whether it's learning about science stuff that they've seen or astronomy. You know, the youngest is also into watching the stars and stuff like that. And then cooking. And they'll send me Instagram reels of somebody doing something that they want to try.
That's awesome.
And so I don't care what it is. We'll try it. We'll go do it.
Absolutely.
I don't know how to do that, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Expand those minds. Yeah. So. But that's where, actually, we live in an era of TMI. Too much information.
Yep.
Totally.
It's overwhelming. And it's really causing some major mental issues, too. But that's another show.
Everyone is a news reporter.
What's that?
Everyone is a news reporter.
Yeah. And everybody's a YouTube star. You know, everybody. Yeah, I got a YouTube channel. Like and subscribe.
Hey, I do have a YouTube channel. Like and subscribe.
You do?
I do.
For home inspection?
Yeah, home inspections, and got some, you know, some how to do stuff on there. You know, simple things. I haven't added to it as much as I like, but I've got some pretty good, you know. I've got one that has like 160,000 views or something. It's
awesome.
A dishwasher high loop.
The loop on the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But most people know. Let's fill people in on what you're talking about. dishwasher.
My realtors are cringing right now. They're like, "I hate it when you call that out."
No, but it's a fact. It's like the any tip on a range.
It's true. Yeah, they hate that one too.
I hate that one too. But at any rate. The dishwasher loop. A dishwasher drain should be higher than the exit port or the drain on the sink. It should be higher. So you have to take that drain line up and then back down to plug into the drain, be it on the side of the disposer, or you got a T coming in on your sanitary sewer line, you know, your drain line. But that loop How many times you see them not correctly installed?
Oh, like the majority of new construction inspections.
Yep, they don't do it,
mm-hmm.
and it yep. you know, and it won't drain correctly. It might work.
It'll work, but you'll end up with dirty dishes when you wash them.
Yep, and your filter's clogged more too.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and there's a filter in that dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Most all new dishwashers have filters. Did you know that? And another thing, it also comes with instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You can read them and find out a lot about your appliances.
Mm-hmm.
This week, another story. 704-227-8986. You're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte. We're going to tie it all up and put a bow on it when we get back.
Just the way it is. Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride. There's someone I use. But she don't give a damn for me. But let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Turn the radio loud. I'm too alone to be proud. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know.
All right, welcome back. I want to remind you of a few things at this time, at this point in time. Cosentino, down in 11435 Granite Street, is holding a large panel training session. Large panel training session. You aware of the tiles now you can get? What size
they're
are they?
They're huge.
123 by 50, 126 by 53. That's tremendous. Well, they're having a workshop June 13th, which is next week. 11435 Granite Street at Cosentino, sponsored by Sika, RTC Tools, Illuminish, Rodcat Partners, and Blanke. So if you're looking to learn about big, large panel installations of surfacing materials, be it porcelain, be it whatever it is, that's next week at Cosentino. All right. NARI meeting. I speak of NARI a great deal on this show because it's a great networking opportunity for the people in and around Charlotte to get better at remodeling. That's the National Association of Remodeling Industry. The monthly meeting is typically the last Thursday of every month. This month, no different. June 27th, 5:30 to 8 o'clock at Best Tile, 800 Clanton Road. If you want to be a guest and plan to attend, go online, NARICharlotte.com. And there you go. And once again, Put Tools in Schools is having a summer camp for at least 6 to 25 students. We're going to run it from July 8th to August 10th. But we got to feed these kids. We need donations. PutToolsInSchools.org. All the info's there. And Put Tools in Schools could need a truck, too. I know you look at me and say, oh, you don't ask for much, do you? Charlotte's a big city. A lot of construction companies out there. A lot of trucks just sitting out in the boneyards and what have you. A lot of them. We need one. Donating in kind. Same as money. I don't care. Money, your truck. I don't care what you give us. We need it. We need a trailer, too, but We'll find the trailer. We're going to find a truck. And once again, ABC, Association of Building Contractors of the Carolinas, is wanting to partner with a high school. One high school. And this would be a great opportunity for Charlotte-Mecklenburg School System to work with ABC of the Carolinas and get an electrical apprenticeship put in one high school in the city of Charlotte. It's a start. There's no reason in the world we can't make this happen. So that's Association of Building Contractors of the Carolinas, an electrical apprenticeship program. Let's make this happen. They're there to facilitate it, to even furnish the instructor. Why in the world can't we make this happen? Sarah, S-A-R-A, at abccarolinas.org. Sarah, abccarolinas.org, at. That's her email address. Reach out to her. Let's make this happen. One high school. We got our eyes on a few, but hey, you know one, you don't have to be in Mecklenburg County. I personally think this is a wonderful opportunity to start putting tools back in schools in Charlotte-Mecklenburg. You administrators, get with it. Industry stepping up. Are you? Enough said. Okay. Today, thanks for coming in, guys. It ain't over yet. We got about 8 more minutes. Freedom Home Services, how have you liked your first time on the radio?
It's been awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Appreciate y'all coming in.
Absolutely.
Really do.
It's been great. Thank you.
We'll have to do it again sometime. And many times, actually. Now, tell people what services you render before you get off this show.
Yeah, home inspection services, commercial inspection services, and within home inspections, kind of whatever you need for your home, radon, mold, and air quality.
You get a lot of calls on mold?
Not as many as probably we should.
You used to get more, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then it kind of died off a little bit. Yep.
Yeah. Well water testing, septics, all the little ancillaries you can think of. So.
Then there's also the stages of the home, whether it's any stage of the building construction. The pre-drywall is the big one. The final, before you move in, inspection, and then there's a 11-month warranty inspection that we do, and it's basically all that's lining up your paperwork to say if something ever goes wrong with a home, you've got something that can help you in the future possibly. But then, pre-sales inspection and home buyer inspection, and then for general purpose, we do. If it's been a while since you've had any issues with your house, you might want to check it out, because houses have things happen.
They do. And one thing I want to ask you, although I know you would, if you're a DIY, do-it-yourselfer, you can be your own contractor. You can remodel your own home. You can be your own GC. You have to go and apply and do all the paperwork up at the building standards department. But this is a company right here, Freedom Home Services, you could hire as a consultant to come in there and help you do a better job at what you're doing. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, not all home inspectors are created equal. These folks right here have been in the construction industry as builders and plumbers and tradesmen. Mm-hmm. And y'all seen the other side before you saw this side. And being able to do that is a big asset in helping you do a better job at remodeling your kitchen, putting a new bedroom in, or adding on a bedroom or whatever. You can do these things yourself. You can be your own general contractor. But it has to pass the building code, and it has to be all it needs to be. They could help you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you either hire us now or it'll be found out later.
Yep, either way. Now, you can't hire all home inspectors to do what I just said, because they're not capable. They're not knowledgeable enough. And, yeah, I said that because the fact, there's a lot of stupid out there. And, you know, to become a home inspector is pretty easy relative in the state of North Carolina. Now, that ain't my fault. It's just the way things are. You can go online and take a course and become a home inspector, right?
Yep. It's pretty easy.
And pretty easy to do. You know, well, actually, you can become a North Carolina general contractor, residential contractor, with pretty much the same effort.
I will tell you to plug North Carolina a little bit. They do have one of the most difficult onboarding processes to become a home inspector in the nation.
That's good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
South Carolina has almost no standards. So,
is there an association for home inspectors?
There are a couple. We are a part of what's called NACHI, the International Association of Certified Home Inspectors.
Do y'all have a meeting occasionally?
Yes, there are meetings all the time, actually. And one of my good friends actually owns CASA Training Academy in Monroe. He is a kind of affiliated with NACHI, kind of has formed like a local chapter,
right.
And they do local meetings and different training sessions and things like that. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a you know, I'm not real crazy about all these networking things, but overall they're more beneficial than harmful because you learn so much from other tradesmen, other people mm-hmm. in the industry. Sometimes it's not good what you learn. Sometimes it's the bad stuff that you need to know about those things, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not all created equal either, you know. But I'm glad to hear you are doing what you're doing in the way you're doing it. And I hope down the road you can get involved and put tools in school somehow.
We will get involved.
Because,
yeah, absolutely.
Because you both have a lot of knowledge and resources within your careers. And that aren't out there in an abundant fashion. My tongue's finally catching up with my brain. It takes sometimes 2-3 hours. You know, it does. You know, but is there anything else you want to tell people?
If you need us, you can go onto our website, freedomhsllc.com. Find us on Google, all the social medias. Like I said earlier, like and subscribe our YouTube channel. We do try to put helpful videos on there. And you know, we do have some shocking videos on stuff that you might see, but
yeah,
love to connect with you.
Yeah, Preston does that a lot.
Yes, he's great at that.
He sends some stuff out that just blows your mind, I tell you that. It's amazing. Well, folks, our time's all but up. And as we head to next week, I've got a big show next week. I got a guy flying in here from Pennsylvania with United Rentals to talk to about United Rentals and all things in United Rentals and all the job opportunities around United Rentals. And I'm looking forward to it because United Rentals, they don't come much bigger. He started telling me about what United Rentals is. It's, hold your breath, bro. I said, United Rentals is as big as any company on the planet. And they cover everything, and that's what we're going to talk about next week, what they're all about. What do they rent? Pretty much everything. Anything. You want an office? They got one. You can rent it. So anyway, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Freedom
Homes. Appreciate you. Really do. Now go out and make it a great week. Find a child, a mentor. Love your neighbor. We love you all. Stay healthy. Next week, United Rentals, Jason Mayo, in-house. See you then.